He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for Brady.
Turn it to the end zone. What a catch. McCutcheon, touchdown.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
And we welcome you to Peters Township for the 5A quarterfinals of the WPIAL playoffs. The Peters Township Indians, the defending WPIAL champions, finally get to play a postseason game after a bond. And they get the Penn Trafford Warriors, 9-2 overall, 5-1 in the Big East Conference, and coming off a big win over South Fayette. Bill Duquette alongside, and again, we talk weather, perfect. It's November, we're not complaining. Fast track, artificial surface, no wind, and should be a good one.
Should be a great one, and I can't believe the weather we've had for every game that we've done so far this year. I hope it keeps up till the end of Christmas.
It can stay like this the rest of the way until we get to spring, but I don't think that's going to happen. Bill, again, we look at these two teams here. As a coach in a bye week, we're going to hear from T.J. Plack, the head coach of Peters Township. You can see the positive of a bye week. You rest up. You rejuvenate, heal some injuries, get to study a little bit more. But there's something to be said for a team like Penn Trafford that has a game under their belt and really didn't break their weekly routine.
Well, with Peters having the off week, I'm not exactly sure how T.J. Plack handled it with his assistants and his team. But a lot of times what they end up doing is they end up taking the pads off, you know, running through it, maybe practicing 3 days, you know, during that week, and maybe having a workout on Friday or a workout on Monday. But allowing everybody to heal and feel better. You know, we talked about this at the beginning of the year. You know, you talk to your team at the beginning of the year and you tell them, check yourself, because that's as good as you're going to feel the rest of the season.
True.
And right now, you know, you're playing, you know what, your 10th game, and you've been in the physical league, both of them. So I'm pretty sure these guys have been through it before. Coaching staffs have been through it before, so I'm sure they handled it correctly. It's just the mental aspect of the kids being able to take that deep breath, and then what you have to do the week before this week, is get them ready and acclimated, ready to play again, get their mind off the off week, and get them ready to play.
John Ruane is the head coach of the Warriors. Now, they have met Peters Township and Penn Trafford under him four times, and Peters Township has won all four. Twice in the regular season, that was in 2020 and 2022, and also twice in the postseason, 2018 and 2019. You have to go back to 2011, the last time that Penn Trafford beat a Peters Township team.
Interesting fact.
Go ahead.
They played them on September the 2nd, my birthday.
Okay. See? You don't get that insight
from
many color
analysts. That's an insider view.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, great to have you along here tonight at Peters Township. Another great crew to call this one for you. Of course, myself, Bruce Sokolic, Bill Duquette. We've got our producer on site, Jason Tennant. Camera operators are Scott Donnelly and Brandon Bennett. And our scoreboard operator is Noah Tennant. And, of course, all the action here on the WJPA Sports Network tonight brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. By Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital. CNX Dreamfield, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By Day Insurance Agency, on East Maiden Street in Washington, Main Street, Hickory, and online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. Good Orthodontics. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. By Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program, and by Washington Financial Bank. For 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Well, getting ready for the action again. This quarterfinal matchup in 5A. We'll have more on our pregame right after this on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Welcome back to our pregame show ahead of round two at the WPIO football playoffs. A field that started with 65 teams has been trimmed to 40. When the night's over, we'll be set for championships in 4A and 6A, and the other four classes will be down to their final fours. Finally, after a full week off, 6A semifinalists take the field. Top-seeded Central Catholic faces number 4 Seneca Valley at West Mifflin. The Vikings beat the Raiders 60-7 in mid-October. Number 2 North Allegheny hosts number 3 Mount Lebanon, a rematch of the Tigers' 28-21 early October win over the Blue Devils. That victory started the current 4-game win streak for North Allegheny, coming off its loss to Central Catholic a week earlier, the defending champions' only loss this year. 12 teams were slotted into the 5A bracket with byes for the top four. Number 1 Pine Richland is hosting number 9 Franklin Regional tonight. The Panthers recovered a North Hills fumble with 6 minutes to play. Quarterback Chase Lemke then hit tight end Cole DeVola on a 13-yard TD pass for the 17-6 win over the Indians. Number 5 Bethel Park needed no such heroics, blowing out Latrobe 42-7, earning a trip to the Wolf Arena to take on number 4 Woodland Hills. Javon Moore ran for 4 touchdowns. Ryan Petras added 2 more rushing scores for the Blackhawks. Number 2 seed Upper St. Clair hosts number 7 Penn Hills, a 30-27 winner over Moon in a back-and-forth tussle. Natel Mitchell ran for 250 yards and 3 touchdowns for the winners. Moon led 14-0 and 20-7 in the opening quarter before Mitchell took over the game. Number 6 Penn Trafford led just 28-21 after 3 quarters, but used Tasso Whipple's 56-yard pick 6 and an end zone fumble recovery by David Zizek to eliminate South Fayette 49-28. Derek Carr had 3 touchdown runs for the Warriors, who take on number 3 Peters Township. The 4A quarterfinals were nearly chalk. Wins by number 1 Thomas Jefferson, number 3 McKeesport, and number 4 Aliquippa. But number 7 Morris toppled number 2 Montour 48-42 thanks to 6 second-half touchdowns from Eric Kasparovich, the last one from 21 yards out with less than a minute to play to win the game. Trailing 21-6 at the half, Kasparovich scored on runs of 24, 7, 2, 2, 21, and then the game winner. Morris plays number 3 McKeesport at Gateway. The Tigers beat 2-time returning WPIO and PIAA champion Bell Vernon 34-11, a rematch of an earlier McKeesport victory over the Leopards. Kimon Spell ran for more than 270 yards and scored a pair of touchdowns. He also thwarted a BVA scoring drive with an end zone interception. Top-seeded Thomas Jefferson beat West Allegheny 28-7, led by Tyler Eber's 238-yard rushing night, with 2 of his whopping 48 carries ending in the end zone. 30 of his runs came after intermission. TJ's defense held West A to just 142 total yards, the Indians crossing midfield only twice in the game. TJ takes on number 4 Aliquippa, a 34-14 winner at home against Trinity. Tyke Hayes ran for 175-plus yards and scored three times to lead the three-time defending WPIL champions. Marcus Council passed for nearly 150 yards and two scores. The Quips scored three times in the second quarter to take control. TJ and Aliquippa squaring off tonight at Chartiers Valley, their first playoff meeting since the Jaguars' 35-28 overtime thriller in the 2020 WPIL title game. On to Class 3A, which saw four of its 12 original teams eliminated. Number 9 Highlands dispatched number 8 Southmoreland 56-20 thanks to Minaj Lucas's 6-touchdown night, including 3 touchdown passes and 155 yards through the air, plus 131 yards rushing and 3 more scores. Highlands takes on number 1 Imani Christian tonight in Wilkinsburg. Number 5 Avonworth earned a trip to Gypsy Glen Stadium in Beaver with a 43-27 win over Greensburg-Salem. The Antelopes lost to the Bobcats on the final night of the regular season, costing them a first-round bye, but had no such trouble with the Lions thanks to 200-plus yards rushing and 3 touchdowns from Dimitri Velasaris. Nico Neal crossed the 100-yard mark and scored twice as well. Number 7 Freeport travels to Monaca in a quarterfinal matchup with number 2 Central Valley. The Yellow Jackets were led by Drew Ross, who ran for 3 scores, took a pick 6 back 40 yards, and threw a touchdown pass in a 44-20 win against Mount Pleasant. Finally, number 3 Elizabeth Forward home tonight against number 11 North Catholic, a 21-14 road winner at number 6 Deer Lakes. Logan Shade scored twice. Joey Felitsky hooked up with Tom Orth for a 10-yard touchdown in the fourth quarter for the win. Felitsky hit 24 of 37 passes for 247 yards. The 2A bracket started with 13 teams, including 3 first-round byes. Number 1 Seton LaSalle plays number 9 Riverside, a 29-8 winner against Our Lady of the Sacred Heart. The Panthers were led by Robbie Janis with 165 yards rushing and a pair of touchdowns. Mason Haller returned an interception 48 yards for a score. Number 4 Steel Valley scored 3 times in the third quarter, blowing open its game with number 13 Wash High as the Ironmen rolled 49-28. Donald Barksdale ran for 224 yards and 3 touchdowns. The senior now sits just shy of 2,000 yards rushing for the season, nearly 500 of it in 2 games against the Little Prexies. The Ironmen play number 5 Western Beaver, a Saturday 41-6 winner against Carlinton. Javen Peel threw 5 touchdown passes and ran for another score for the Golden Rams. Chris Kirkland caught 3 of the scoring throws. Moving to the right side of the 2A bracket, number 2 South Park matches up tonight with number 7 Mohawk, a 35-28 winner over Keystone Oaks. Bobby McFadden threw 2 touchdown passes. Cash Stratton ran for 3 scores, including the game winner with less than 2 minutes to play. Number 6 South Allegheny hadn't won a playoff game since the mid-1980s. That ended with a Gladiators romp over Waynesburg 53-14. From a 7-all tie after 1, South Allegheny got 3 touchdown catches and a fumble return touchdown from Drew Cook to advance. The Gladiators travel to Lawrence County and take on number 3 Elwood City coming in off the bye. Class A number 1 Fort Cherry had no trouble dispatching number 16 Brentwood, the last team selected for the field. Shane Cornally finished with 3 touchdowns, including a pair of scoring passes from Matt Sieg, who added a rushing touchdown one night before committing to Penn State. The Rangers play number 9 Cornell for a second time this year, the Raiders eliminating number 8 Leechburg 34-20. Khalil Johnson threw a touchdown pass and scored on a 62-yard run for Cornell, aided by a pair of Mark Stuckey scoring throws and a Damian Blackwell punt return touchdown. Number 13 Jeanette went on the road and won, beating number 4 Neshanic 21-7. The host Lancers scored in the opening quarter, but Kimoni Brown ran for a pair of touchdowns in the middle quarters, and Jace Powell returned the second half kickoff for the Jayhawks' win. Jeanette takes on number 5 Greensburg Central Catholic in another rematch. The number 5 Centurions beat Jeanette 44-27 in early October. Friday, GCC led 33-32 at the half against Manesson, but pulled away after intermission. Landon Honick had 3 touchdown catches from Samir Crosby in the win. On the right side of the bracket, number 2 Clareton did what Clareton's been doing, putting up another shutout, this time blanking Rochester 56-0. The Bears got 3 touchdowns from Dante Wright, 3 more from Drahir Jones, including a 53-yard punt return and a 25-yard pick six. Clareton faces number 10, California, a 22-6 road winner at number 7, Laurel. Lee Qualk ran 24 times for 145 yards and two touchdowns for the winner and caught Aiden Key's 11-yard touchdown pass. Third-seeded Bishop Canavan led 35-0 on Bentworth at the half, thanks in part to three TD runs from Myonte Mott. The Crusaders closed the game with a 75-yard kickoff return score and a 54-yard fumble return touchdown. Canavan plays number 11 Southside Area, a returning 1A finalist and 39-30 winner at Jeff Morgan. The Rams got touchdowns from four different players, led by A.C. Corfield's 170-yard rushing night with two touchdowns. Tonight's 4A and 6A winners head to Norwin Knight Stadium next Saturday for the WPIL Finals. The winners in the other four classes have semifinal games next weekend, with those winners going to Acrisure Stadium November 23rd. We'll get you back to your pregame show after this timeout.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
The National Anthem here at Peters Township. Bruce Sokolic, Bill Duquette back as we get set for this 5A quarterfinal matchup. Peters Township hosting Penn Trafford. Just a real quick recap of how we got here. 9-1, Peters Township. 4-1 in the Allegheny Six. Their only loss was to Upper St. Clair back on September 27th. Now, six opponents this year, they have held to single digits. That includes two shutouts this year. So the defense for Peters Township has been very good. For Penn Trafford, 9-2 overall, 5-1 out of the Big East Conference. They lost to Norwin to open the season 26-14. Their other loss came to Woodland Hills 35-21 back on September 13th. So the Warriors have won seven in a row. And last week, the win over South Fayette, they rushed for 312 yards. Some of the key players we'll talk about tonight, they're going to see a couple of quarterbacks. Derek Carr is one of them, a 5'11 senior. He had a pretty good game last week. He rushed for 78 yards and three touchdowns. Running back Tasso Whipple, a 6'1", 205-pound senior. Well, he's rushed for 1,600 yards and 15 touchdowns this year. Last week, 148 yards and a touchdown. Maybe more importantly, was his pick six for the Warriors. And they got Ben Grabowski back. He'd missed nine games recovering from surgery. 82 yards. He, of course, was a big key for them kind of getting back and giving another weapon to this Penn Trafford offense.
Well, they're versatile formation-wise. So the defense from Peters Township is going to be tested mentally, certainly to get in the right place at the right time. But one of the advantages I think that Peters Township has is the fact that they're very quick across the front, and they're able to play man-to-man in the secondary if they want to. So it's usually the farther along you get in the playoffs, defense kind of rules the roost. Of course, with spread formation football and a quarterback that can throw the football, sometimes you can overcome that stuff.
Other injury note, I forgot to mention for Peters Township, this is big, literally, 6'2", 245 pounds big. Senior nose tackle Franco Muscatello is back. He had missed 4 games. He will be back both offensively and defensively. That's a big deal for the Indians. We're going to hear from Peters Township head coach TJ Plack. That's coming up right after this break here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning 3 generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
And welcome back to Peters Township. Unfortunately, some technical issues as far as our interview with TJ Plack, so we're unable to bring that to you. So I can just tell you what TJ told me.
There you go. That's what you have to do. Well, you got to be quick on your feet.
You know, the number one question, Bill, and we touched on it at the top of the pregame, is the whole bye week issue. So do we have the interview now? Let's see if we can send it back and get that interview with TJ Plack. Welcome back to Peters Township as we get set for kickoff of this quarterfinal matchup in 5A. Penn Trafford at Peters Township, a chance to talk with Peters Township head coach TJ Plack. First of all, welcome to the playoffs. You had the bye week, but I'm just curious. Let's start with the bye week. Is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
John just asked me the same thing out there. We'll find out first quarter, see how we come out and respond. We stressed all week. These guys are knee-deep in the playoffs. They already had a game, a home game against South Fayette. This is week 2 for them. So we'll see how we come out. But, we took a week to take a look at ourselves and get good at what we do. We took a look at Penn Trafford. We'd already played South Fayette. So it was a good chance for us to get healthy, not only physically but mentally healthy, and just get back in stride. And we're excited to be out here tonight.
TJ, I'm curious. You've been down this road before. Postseason games, nothing new. But is this year different compared to previous years?
No. We always talk about getting to this spot is job number one. This is no different than week 2 or week 5. This is a Friday night game, and our motto is 1-0, and that's really all we care about.
So I had a chance to see a little bit of the game between Penn Trafford and South Fayette last week. Obviously, what jumped out at me was an offensive line that blocks well and a team that ran the football well in that game. What do you see?
That's what I see. We've played against Penn Trafford, not in the last 3 years, but we had them 4 years in a row. Couple playoff games, a home and away, and just extremely well coached on both sides of the ball. They run the ball extremely well. They try to out-formation you and motion you and shift and get the numbers as often as they can. And defensively, they tackle so well. You know, you talk about blocking and running the ball, but they tackle so well. You know, if you want to get 5 yards against them, you can get five. If you want to get 10, you're going to get five. And you got to do it all the way down the field. Very, very good team.
I would have to believe, though, you know, we say, well, they ran the ball so well. You guys know that. Your players know that. They have to see that as a challenge, right?
Well, I think every team that plays them sees that as a challenge. Yeah, I think it's strength on strength. You know, their strength is running the ball. Our strength is playing run defense. You know, we often say, you know, people talk about a 7-man front. Our defense talks about an 11-man front because, you know, just the way we play and everyone contributes in the run game.
You talked about time to rest up and heal. Franco Muscatello, your big nose tackle, comes back. That's a big bolster for your defense, right?
Yeah, he was out a little bit, tried to come back a game, and then was out. We sat out about five, six games, I believe. Not only is he back on defense, but he's back on offense. It moves a kid that was a better guard. He was out playing tackle, so we got double better on the offensive line as well.
So you're healthy right now. Is this the healthiest you've been since?
This is the healthiest we've been all season. Without a doubt.
So let's talk about keys here tonight. What must you do? What must you stop them from doing?
We just got to play playoff football. We've got to be physical. We've got to respond to the bye. We've got to come out here and be physical at our stadium. We've got to match their physicality. We've got to match their, you know, in-depth into the playoffs, you know, playing for your season. We've got to have that intensity, that factor, that knowing that you can go home after this game. So, you know, it is what it is. It's run the ball. We need to run the ball, and we need to stop the run and do all the little things in the special teams as well.
Best of luck tonight.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thanks so much. That's TJ Plack, the head coach of Peters Township. We'll have more on the pregame show here in Peters Township on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have an incredible offer from Mazda. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. You also get all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Welcome back to Peters Township. For those watching the video stream, the drone shot from high above as our captains head out for the coin toss. Again, it's Peters Township in Penn Trafford. Great to have you with us here on another beautiful November Friday night. Warriors coming in, looking to do something they haven't done since 2011. Let's beat Peters Township.
Tough task. Peters Township is well-seasoned. Penn Trafford's well coached. I expect to see a really good football game, unless something just crazy happens.
And that's been known to happen.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm with you on this one.
Peters Township won the toss and is elected to defer their option until the second half. To begin the game, Penn Trafford will receive.
So there you get the call there. Penn Trafford will get the football to begin this game. They will move left to right. Here in the first quarter, Penn Trafford traveling white tops with the green slacks and helmets, the green numerals with a little bit of gold trim in there, the Peters Township Indians, their home red jerseys with the gray slacks, the gray helmets, and again, they will move right to left in the first quarter.
Weather, again, no factor at all, and I'm going to say it again, we're probably going to see a pooch kick in the on the kickoff. It seems like we've every game that we've gone to, that was the first thing that happens. It's going to end up around the 30 or the 20 yard line, and it's going to get covered pretty well.
All right. We'll hold you to it and see if that's exactly what happens. Back deep for Penn Trafford, Tyler Boss, joined back there by Derek Carr. Now, we mentioned Derek Carr because he will play quarterback as well. We'll see Carr, who is a very good runner, 5'11", 195 pounds, and he's a senior. Note this, the other player we'll see at quarterback, Johnny Luver, is also exactly 5'11", 195, and also a senior, rushed for 78 yards and three touchdowns in that win over South Fayette last week. Teeing it up for Peters Township. That's Greg Liam, I believe. No, actually, check that. That's Anthony Maiello, who has it teed up. 5'10", 170-pound junior.
I thought it was interesting when T.J. Plack mentioned in his interview that everybody talks about a 7- or an 8-man front, and he talks about an 11-man front, and that's because of playing five defensive backs that can run and tackle.
Here we go. Maiello puts toe to leather, and he kicks it high and deep, drifting back.
I'm wrong.
The 8-yard line, the return to the near sideline across the 20 near the 25, and dropped there will be Tyler Boss, but that's where we'll see this Warrior offense go to work.
Good coverage that time by Peters Township. Ball brought up the near side. Ball caught on the hash mark. Brought up the near side. Tackled out of bounds right around the beginning of the Penn Trafford bench.
22-yard line is where they spot the football. We'll check out this offense. Tasso Whipple is a player to watch for the Warriors. Very good running back. 6'1", 205 pounds. They're going to open with Whipple at the quarterback position here. So they have him take the snap and direct snap to him. He takes it off the right side, bowls his way out near the 25, and will be stacked up there after a gain of three.
Direct snap to the quarterback that time.
And direct snap to him. He takes it off the...
Direct snap to the quarterback, and basically Whipple got in front of the quarterback and used him as a blocker. So they basically ran isolation to the right side.
So, football touching the 25. It will be a second and 7. They're going to split Wisehart wide to the near side. Twins to that far side. Again, that pistol formation with Luver at quarterback. He wants to throw, pressured, now fires. The catch is made, but this is going to lose a yard back to the 24-yard line on the catch. So that play kind of got blown up defensively for Peters Township. Reston Lehman came in to force him to throw it quicker.
Lehman came off the edge, beat Peters Township in a bare defense, covering the center and two guards and allowing those outside linebackers to get up the field. And when you talk about outside linebackers, we mentioned one name. The name we didn't mention is Vaccarello, and yes, he's the guy you got to keep an eye on.
Owen Gissey in. He's a slot receiver to the near side. They go three wide. Luver in that pistol, fires right side, has a man, catch made right near the sticks, and he will get that Penn Trafford first down near the 33.
Great coverage, great route, great throw, great catch.
So they move the chains. Just underway here at Peters Township, 10:25 on a rolling clock.
Just a straight down the field, 7 yards, turn around at the sticks, and the ball was there.
Whipple this time splits as an end wide to the near side. They go trips left in this four-wide set. Again, it's Luver. He'll take the snap, tries to dance with it. He gets wrapped up, thrown for a loss back near the 30-yard line. Again, that Peters Township defense with the pressure.
Playing man-to-man in the secondary on the trips. They brought a wide receiver from the far side back inside to get some more blocking. And all that did was bring another guy into the box for Peters Township, which freed up a couple defensive backs to help with the run game.
Nick Corey, a 3-yard loss on the tackle, the 5'9 senior there. We're going to call his name a lot offensively when he runs the football, but a big defensive play there. So second, put it about second and 12 here. Motion to the near side, and they run a draw and all over it. Lehman, I believe, hit him initially, tried to slip out, but won't go anywhere. But again, the quick penetration by that Peters Township defense.
Just coming off the edge in that bare defense. He's just coming off the edge and beating the tackle on the backside. And he got in the backfield before the ball got started.
Yeah, Reston Lehman is a beast. He's 6'3", 225, and he was untouched on that play.
They're tough enough when you block them.
Third and 15 for the Warriors. slot to the near side as they go three wide. Pistol formation, Whipple in the backfield, but Luver wants the throw. Fires down the middle, has a man. He will get the first down, I believe, with his forward progress. Jack Weishart hauled it in, and he will. They'll move the sticks as he reaches out just across the 44.
That's two big third down plays. You found the guy in the middle of the field. Was getting some pressure right when he threw the ball, but he throws a dart down the middle of the field, just past the sticks again, picks up the first down.
Clock rolling. First quarter, 8:34. Opening drive here for Penn Trafford. Luver checks that wrist for the play. And again, stays with that same look with the three wide. And he wants to throw. Has time. Fires. Has a man in stride. I believe it's Whipple across the 45 to the 40. Down to the Peters Township 35. And will be dropped there. Tasso Whipple. His first play of the night.
Whipple snuck out of the backfield, I believe. Stuck out of the backfield, went down the hash mark, wide open. They ran everybody else away, and he caught the football and got good yardage after the catch. Great drive in the opening drive of the game for Penn Trafford.
Jacob Briggs checks in for Penn Trafford. They have it first and 10 at the Indians' 34-yard line. That big offensive line, we'll talk more about them in a second. They have just done a great job all season long for their rushing attack. Pistol set again. They're going to dump it back and looking to throw it. Weishart, now he runs with it. He makes a move, gets inside the 30, down near the 25, and just shy of the first down. He went out just at the 25-yard line.
They threw the ball quickly out to the near sideline, a wide field, and it looked like he was going to throw the football, but saw an opening rather than get rid of it because a man was covered. Takes the ball off the far side and picks up the first. Nope, he's a little short of the first down.
Yeah.
Yeah, second and one.
Bryce Ruby at center. Luca Butler, Ethan Septak, and then the tackles, Brandon Long and Kellen Taylor. Talk about that offensive line and what they did last week running the football against South Fayette. Clock at 7:39 left first quarter. The Warriors driving. Second and one. And the give. Whipple off the right side looking. Pushes his way for the first down as he's near the 23-yard line.
Just an outside stretch play to the far side. Gave it to Whipple, who was deep in the backfield. Took it off the right side, outside zone. Just found an opening and picks up the first down.
So first and 10. Penn Trafford again. A drive that began the first drive of the game at their own 22-yard line, now at the Peters Township 23. So T.J. Plack talked about how his team would react to the bye week and needed to be aggressive early on. They're looking for a big play defensively here. Warriors again go with twin receivers to the near side. Motion man out of the backfield to the near side, but this is just going to be a run by Whipple. Tried to spin away from the initial penetration. Probably going to fight his way close to the line of scrimmage, so no gain as he came to the near side.
Defensively, Peters Township really stacking up the inside. Pretty tough to find some running lanes inside with the three inside linemen covered, plus a linebacker behind him. He's basically free to get anywhere because if the tackle blocks down, the outside linebackers or the edge rushers get up the field real quick.
Colton Tyberski in. We saw Tasso Whipple check out here. Weishart, who had that catch, going to be part of Trips Right. As they go four wide, they're going to bunch those trips to the far side. And now split Weishart even further. Luver to throw. Fires over the middle, but behind the intended receiver, Owen Gissey, the senior, kind of reaching back near the 16, but could not pull it in.
Gissey open. Little curl route just past the sticks again, and ball thrown a little bit behind him.
Clock stops, 6:18 left. First quarter, no score here. Again, the opening drive by the Penn Trafford Warriors. It's going to be a third and 10. They're going to change their personnel grouping here. Ponko comes back in. Whipple is in. And Luver gets that play to the near sideline. They'll need to get to the 13-yard line to pick up this first down. They go four wide. Again, the shotgun. Luver to throw. Looks near side. Fires. Down low and incomplete down near the 13-yard line. Let's see what the Warriors do here. They have a good, strong kicker, the freshman Jack Miller.
I think that ball bounced into the receiver and never really had a chance to make the catch.
Yeah, it looked like they're going to go for it. Again, you start thinking field goal, but probably too long here, and it's that in between. You know, too short to punt, too long to kick the field goal, so they're going to go for it on 4th and 10. Again, they need the 13-yard line to pick this up.
They've completed three good third down calls. This is their first fourth.
Five wide. Louver. Pressure comes, rolls to his right. Looking, fires, in and out of the hands of Peters Township. P.J. Luke, didn't matter, probably don't want to pick it off there because the incompletion gives you better field position.
Well, it depends. If he picks it off, he's got a chance to run with it. You don't know where he's going to get when he runs with it. But anyway, fourth down play, incomplete over the middle of the field. Quarterback had to try to throw the ball across his body and almost had it running back at him.
So they turn it over on downs, 11 plays on the opening drive, and now here comes the Peters Township offense, and this offense led by a good one, Nolan DeLucia, 6'2", 195-pound junior. He has thrown for 2,100 yards and 19 touchdowns this season. Nick Corey is a good running back. Nick McCullough is his favorite receiver. They go four wide to open it up with a sidecar left. Turn, and they give it. Up the middle, Corey, and Corey bowls his way across the 25 and out near the 28.
Lined up with a three-man front that time, Penn Trafford, and basically played real soft in the secondary. I think what they're going to try and do defensively is make Peters Township walk the ball down the field on them and try not to give up a big play.
Call it second and five. Twins to the near side. And this three-wide look. And the handoff? Nope, a throw. DeLucia has a man. The catch made. The 45, the 50. It's a foot race. This is Nick McCullough. He's to the 25, the 20, down to the 10, the 5, and it's a Peters Township touchdown as they put points on the board on their first possession.
McCullough, inside receiver, runs a little slant route, almost a post, and catches a strike from DeLucia right down the middle of the field and just outruns the secondary for the touchdown.
72 yards is what I have it. And now they'll look for the extra point. So, boy, that opening possession by Penn Trafford, they convert on a couple of key third downs. They drive it deep into Peters Township real estate, but then turn it over on downs. And then two plays in, a huge touchdown pass to Nick McCullough. And the extra point attempt is up, and it is good. And with 5:29 to play, first quarter, it's Peters Township 7, Penn Trafford nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outski your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine. That's the power of
Bowser. You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Anthony Maiello has it teed up. Peters Township wastes no time. 72-yard touchdown strike. And the kick taken in at the 6. Up the middle of the field, hit and dropped at the 23-yard line, and we'll see that Penn Trafford offense come back out. Once again, the return by Tyler Boss, the junior.
Maiello kicked that ball mile high, allowed his cover team to get down the field relatively quickly, and they make the stop. They're going to spot the ball in about the 23-yard line. Great coverage that time by Peters Township, aided by the kick.
So Whipple behind his quarterback, kind of a different look here as they have Louver with a pistol with two backs behind him. He'll give it Whipple running off the right side, trying to get to the edge, and boy, that's tough to do against this Peters defense, and maybe back to the line of scrimmage if they're generous, maybe a yard.
Tried to get a lead blocker, had two in the backfield and a split back situation with the quarterback in a direct snap. Handed off the right side, but no running room. Going to give him no gain on the play.
Yep. Spotted right at the 23 on that far side hash. Again, Penn Trafford moving right to left in this opening quarter. 4:50 left in the first. 7-0 Peters Township. Warriors. Going to split three wide. They slot to the near side. And they'll shift a man over. That's Boddy. Looking to throw, though. Louver feels pressure. Now steps up, tries to run, gets wrapped up and dropped at the 25-yard line. Finishing him off for Peters Township was James Spratt.
Had a post route trying to run from the near sideline, well covered by Peters Township, and the bell went off in the quarterback's head, and he knew he had to get out of town, and just gets forward for what he could get and picks up about maybe a yard and a half.
Yeah, they need to get out near the 33-yard line. So you're looking at a third and eight for the Warriors. Three wide. Pistol set. Whipple now steps up and now shifts to the near side. Actually, that's Gissey looking to throw. Tipped, and the pass will fall incomplete. Trying to go over the middle out near the 30-yard line, but no chance at a reception. And with fourth down, the punt team comes on for Penn Trafford.
Never really had a chance to step into that ball, but it was tipped anyway. Ball just falls harmlessly on right around the big PT in the beginning of the in the middle of the field for Peters.
Louver, who is the quarterback, will punt this away, standing back at his own 11-yard line. And it's McCullough who has the touchdown reception back at his own 40 to return it. Low kick, hits out near midfield, takes a Penn Trafford hop down near the 45. Let's see where they spot this football out. Actually at the 43-yard line.
Good pressure off the far side to the punter, and just gets a ball off the kind of a side of his foot, kind of lined it down toward the Peters Township bench and rolls out of bounds at about the 40, maybe 44-yard line. I don't know.
43. So we'll get to see Nolan DeLucia again. The Indians have run just two plays, lead it 7-0. Meanwhile, Penn Trafford has run a total of, it looks like, 15 plays. So the Indians will split McCullough as part of trips right as they go four wide. A sidecar to DeLucia's left on first down. And he will hand it off. Running right up the middle is Corey, and Corey on his feet across midfield, down near the first down marker at the Penn Trafford 47.
Corey got through the first wave of three white jerseys, and he was in the second level before Penn Trafford really reacted, and he picks up good yardage in the first down.
Well, they've barely moved the sticks, and DeLucia's calling the snap. Play action, wants to throw, fires left side. Coming back on the ball, was he inbounds? Looks like he was. This is down near the 38-yard line, so we do have a catch over there on that far sideline. So Shanafelt, we see and call his name. Lucas Shanafelt, the junior, 6'3", 220, makes the catch.
Shanafelt does a nice job, goes down, turns, and then comes back to the football to make the catch, running away from the defender.
Second and one. And the give? Nope, keeping it. DeLucia, he'll run it. Left side, he has a seam, 35, inside the 30. He'll be dumped there as he picks up a first down for Peters Township.
Little fake inside by DeLucia, ends up keeping it. Has the has Vaccarello leading him around the outside, which isn't a bad lead blocker to have. And he takes care of the corner, and they pick up another first down quickly.
At the Penn Trafford, 27. And DeLucia again. From the shotgun, he'll toss it on a sweep coming near side. McCullough trying to get to the edge and really nowhere to go, so he'll push forward to get something as he'll fight his way down near on that near sideline. Tough to see where he's at. Looks to be near the 24.
Tried to get outside, but Penn Trafford did a good job of just stretching it out till he got to the sideline. He was never given a cutback lane to get up the field.
Actually, it's the 23. Is the line of scrimmage for Peters Township. They lead Penn Trafford 7-0, 2:35, rolling clock first quarter. Indians looking for more. DeLucia, again, that shotgun, the sidecar, and give it up the middle to Nick Corey, and got tripped up, falls forward down near the 21-yard line.
Try to give Corey the ball up inside. Got a couple yards. Just got tripped up on his way through the offensive line, and picks up third down, four.
Need to get to the 18-yard line. maybe actually closer to the 17 to pick up this first down. DeLucia, this time with Corey to his right as that sidecar as they go three wide. Wants the throw left side. Has a man, the catch made, wrapped up at the 15, and he'll be dropped there, but that will be another Peters Township first down.
Three receivers to that side, and the second receiver had nobody on him. They were real soft in the secondary. He went down to the sticks, turned around, and DeLucia just gave him the football.
Yeah, it was another big catch on that far side for the Indians. First and 10. They look for more. Up the middle, running hard, Nick McCullough. And McCullough bowls his way down close to the 14-yard line.
Inside run. Play action pass. When they run the football, are really good. But DeLucia can not only play action, he can also just step back there and throw it.
Mickey Vaccarella, we see him come to that near side, kind of that slot receiver right on this second and 9. DeLucia has a motion man coming near side, fakes it to him, runs with it, off the left side, gets a little opening, now tries to cut back as he gets now close to the 10-yard line. Actually, they're going to spot DeLucia him back at about the 12.
They ended up with four receivers to the near side. They fake the ball to the running back, and DeLucia keeps the ball off the left side, trying to get the linebackers to flow to the near side. But Penn Trafford does a pretty good job sticking around watching him, and it's third down and long.
It's third and 5. 40 seconds rolling clock here in this opening quarter. 7-0 Indians, they're knocking on the door. In motion, McCullough to the far side. DeLucia, long count, tried to see if they could draw him offside there, but did not. Now DeLucia takes the snap, gives it up the middle. Corey has a seam, first down to Moore inside the 5, down near the 3, and he'll be dropped there. It's going to be first and goal, Peters Township.
I think they put the man in motion to try to figure out what the coverage was. And when they found out the coverage, they decided to run the football.
No huddle here. Quickly back. And now we get a whistle just as DeLucia gets the snap and a timeout by Penn Trafford. We will do the same with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Peters Township 7, Penn Trafford nothing on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Bruce Sokolik, Bill Duquette, back at Peters Township. So Peters Township leading at 7-0 on a 72-yard touchdown pass hauled in by Nick McCullough on the second play the Indians run. Now, this drive that began at their own 43, this will be the 10th play they've run on the drive, and they have it first and goal at the 4.
They're knocking on the door. They've been very efficient with the football so far in this first quarter.
So Penn Trafford using that timeout there. It's their first. Football on the far side hash as Peters moves left to right for the final 10 seconds of this first quarter. He's got Corey to his right as a sidecar. And the turn, Corey takes it, but a penalty flag and a procedure penalty upcoming against Peters Township.
I think the offensive lineman might have got moving a little bit early before the ball was snapped, and they're going to bring it back.
For the snap, false start on the offense, number 59. 5-yard penalty, still first down.
Tell you what, that field mic with the official is the best mic that I've heard in a couple years.
It's very good.
We may not have to be looking at one another today saying, what the heck was that?
Well, hey, we're going to put them to work. Let them do the job and tell us what the penalty call is. So a first and goal now as they move it back to the 9. DeLucia now sends a man in motion to the near side. DeLucia keeps it, tries to run. He fights his way inside the 5 and back now near the 4. Well, actually, they're going to say his knee hit at the 5, so he gets back 4 of the 5 yards they lost on the procedure penalty.
Little quarterback draw that time, sent the man in motion to the right. Faked it to him and got up inside.
That will do it for the first quarter and the score. Peters Township 7, Penn Trafford nothing. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Welcome back to Peters Township. We've played one, and a 72-yard touchdown pass from Nolan DeLucia to Nick McCullough on Peters Township's second play from scrimmage has them with that 7-0 lead, but the Indians knocking on the door. They have a second and goal now upcoming from the 5. Our other game tonight on the WJPA Sports Network has Cornell leading Fort Cherry 12-0 in the first quarter, so quite a start in that game. It's available at 1450 AM WJPA and, of course, part of our sports network as well. Here's Nolan DeLucia now. He's got Darius McMillan to his left as a sidecar in the shotgun as they go too wide and now shift Vaccarello from left to right. On second and goal, keeping it. DeLucia, and he'll take it into the end zone on the 5-yard touchdown run and made it look easy.
Same exact play that they just ran for the 4-yard gain. Send all four receivers to the far side, wide side of the field. DeLucia makes a little fake inside to the running back, takes it off the left side and goes into the end zone untouched, standing up.
So the Indians, Anthony Maiello will come on, looking to tack on the extra point. High snap, they get it down, and the kick is high enough, long enough, and good. Just underway second quarter, 11:56 to play in that quarter. It's now Peters Township 14, Penn Trafford nothing on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
So Peters Township, an early 14-0 lead. Maiello's kick going to be hauled in. Boss at the 5, the 10, the 15, right up the middle. Cross the 20, gets to the 25, and a penalty flag comes in late from behind the play.
Yeah, I think they got a block in the back here on the near sideline. Blocker for Penn Trafford kind of lost the Peters Township cover again, coming down the field, and instead of letting them go, he got on the side of them and then eventually got him in the back and knocked them down.
So we'll get the 10-yard mark off. So Penn Trafford down 14-0 and now going to be deep in their own territory as they spot the football at what looks to be the 12-yard line.
This is exactly what Peters Township wants. They want you to go and try to go 80, 90 yards every time you get the football. And defensively, that plays right into their hands unless you have the big play.
So now we see for Penn Trafford, Ben Grabowski in at quarterback. We talked about him coming back from injury, and he's apparently 100% healthy. He'll take the snap and run it off the left side. He gets a seam, and he falls forward out near the 18-yard line. So nice pickup on the first down run by Grabowski.
Just take this direct snap and runs it off the left side. Pretty good blocking up front, and then when he gets to that second level, he just puts his shoulder down, falls forward for a nice gain on first down.
Yeah, just a sophomore, 5'11", 205 pounds. That'll bring up second and four. Ponko splits as an end wide to the near side and goes slot receiver right in this three-wide look. The pistol set. Grabowski again off the left side trying to get a block, and not much there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage, but the defense all over that one.
Ran the same play that time, but he was unable to catch a seam off that left tackle tight end spot. He had to bounce it, and as soon as he bounced it, quickness of Peters Township defense has caught up with him.
And nose of the football again, still touching out near the 18-yard line. Far side hash, Penn Trafford moving left to right in this second quarter. Again, it's Peters Township on top, 14-0. And the Warriors will need to get to the 22 to pick up this first down.
They've been pretty good on third down, at least in that first series. We'll see what they have here.
Slot receiver Giese goes in motion. Looking to throw this time as Louver rolls to his right. Pressure comes, looking, firing, floats it, and in and out of the hands on that near sideline out near the 36-yard line, but Ponko unable to pull it in.
Wasn't able to throw the ball in timing, had to scramble a little bit to the near side. Saw a man coming from the middle of the field to the near sideline and unable to get it to him before he gets out of bounds.
Yeah, it looked like that ball just kind of sailed on him a little bit too. Kind of, I don't know if it's necessarily slipped, but just kind of flew a little higher than I think he wanted it to. So now Penn Trafford down 14-0. Now punting it away from deep in their own territory, and the Indians should get great field position here. They fake. It's a fake. Coming near side, trying to run with it. Out near the 25, first down and more, and finally wrestled down at the 31-yard line. So they run the fake, and they convert. For Penn Trafford that time, it was Layden Stickle, the sophomore, who ran with it and picked it up.
Stickle did a nice job getting past the first blocker and getting to the first down. Then he just gets thrown down in the secondary, but great acting job by the punter going up, turning around, looking for the ball, and he had the outside rushers from Peters Township not concentrating on the blocking back, but concentrating on the football, and they go right up underneath him.
First and 10, Penn Trafford from the 31 now. Play action now rolls right. Louver going to go deep, trying to get behind the defense, and it will fall incomplete down at the 29-yard line, and a flag comes in late.
Ball hung up in the air. Peters Township defender got caught with his back turned to the football, just kind of ran into the receiver when he was trying to defend him, and, you know, it's 50-50, I think, but he got to call the interference call.
I want to go back to the fake punt. You talk about ice in your veins. John Ruane, the head coach of Penn Trafford, down 14-0 deep in your own territory, and to run the fake there, I think that's why it works so well, is because you just would never expect the team to do it, but obviously has confidence in his team, and they convert, and now after the pass interference, it's first and 10 out at the 46-yard line. Whipple comes in motion, and the snap, Louver looking to run. Actually, is that Grabowski back in? And he'll bowl his way down near the 46-yard line. So, and it was Grabowski. See a little bit of life in the Warriors here, realizing the situation.
That's what happens when you fake a punt and it's successful. You get a little bit of juice on the sideline. And that's something that they didn't have. They were down 14-0. Now they got something to cheer about. They can use that as a little bit of momentum.
Clock rolls. 9:15 left, second quarter. Again, Peters Township on top, 14-0. Now, though, Penn Trafford, a second and three at the Peters, 47. They'll stack up power to that right side and run it. Grabowski, he puts his head down. He fights his way. Looks to be inside the 45, and let's see if he moved the sticks. Yep, he did. They already signal. Can't see exactly because of the players. They can't see exactly where the line of scrimmage is, but they've already moved the sticks. It will be first and 10, Penn Trafford.
That time, just by alignment, Peters Township was outflanked. They moved two people to the near side, and the outside linebacker was locked in on the end man in the line of scrimmage. J- just gets outflanked, and he's able to, the ball carrier is able just to bounce the ball outside for the first down.
Derek Carr now in at quarterback. Whipple to his right as they go two wide. Motion, and now the give. Whipple, he gets a seam up the middle inside the 40, down the other Peters Township 38-yard line. So really mixing things up, not just play calls, but personnel groupings and quarterbacks.
A little counter that time to Whipple. Had a man in front of him pulling through the hole. Quarterback coming near side. Whipple going far side off tackle. Hands him the football.
8.5 left, second quarter.
Picks up a nice gain on first down.
It'll be a 2nd and 5 at the 4. At the 39. Whipple out of the backfield in motion. Carr tries to run that side. Now cuts back. He slips a tackle, 35, and dives forward down near the 33-yard line. So we're seeing the athleticism and the athletic talent that Penn Trafford has in these different backs and quarterbacks and their ability to run the football.
Well, if you're open, if you're one-on-one in the open field and you're a quarterback, especially a running quarterback, you're expected to beat the man that's trying to tackle you at least the first one. That's exactly what he did. They motioned out of the, no backs in the backfield, just kept him back there. And he's able to get up the field and get the first down.
1st and 10, Penn Trafford at the Peters Township 33. They bunch trips left. And the Indians on top 14-0. And the snap, they weren't ready for it. It goes all the way back to the 48 where Carr just has to go back and slide on top of it at about the 49-yard line. So he wasn't even looking when the ball was snapped.
That was he's kind of unfortunate it didn't hit him. You know, normally that would have hit the quarterback somewhere, and it goes right by him, and they lose more yardage than they probably would have had he been able to fall on the football and it hit him.
Yeah, I mean, it hit nothing. It just skittered all the way back, so a huge loss. And, boy, talk about a drive killer. Let's see how they respond to that.
That time they dropped the tight end off the line of scrimmage and brought him in motion. And I think, you know, that was the only thing that was a little bit different than what they had done, but they snapped the ball too early.
Three wide, slot to the left side. Whipple, though, comes in motion to the near side. Looking to throw his car, and it's picked off. Mickey Vaccarello is going to take it all the way for the touchdown.
Vaccarello saw that coming. They ran a little jailbreak screen to the wide receiver outside, and Vaccarello kind of stalked him, let him throw the football, and stepped right in front of the receiver, caught the football, and takes it in for the touchdown.
How about 48 yards on the pick six for the Stanford recruit?
Great job that time by Vaccarello. Just knew, he knew it was coming that way. Quarterback gave it away. He looked there right away to throw the football, and he didn't show early. He waited for the ball to be thrown and gets the interception and the touchdown.
So, boy, after the fake punt and just the momentum that Penn Trafford seemed to have, the bad snap and then the pick six, and now the extra point by Maiello, and with 6:50 to play in the second quarter, it is now Peters Township 21, Penn Trafford nothing, on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. I see.
Well, a pick six by Mickey Vaccarello. Meanwhile, our other game, Fort Cherry on the board. Cornell with a 12-7 lead now in the second quarter of that quarterfinal matchup in single A. High end-over-end kickoff taken in at the 30. Penn Trafford will bowl their way across the 35 out near the 36-yard line.
That's their best field position on the kickoff tonight.
stick along the return.
And there's been four of them.
So let's see how the Warriors respond, because, again, you look, they were pinned deep in their own territory. They run a fake punt. They get it. Then they get a couple of big plays, also a pass interference penalty, pushing the ball downfield down to the 33-yard line. But all of a sudden, then, the bad snap, then the pick six, and all of a sudden you look up on the scoreboard, you're down 21-0.
Well, you need something positive to happen now for Penn Trafford. They got to get a positive response in this series.
Five wide, looking to throw. Louver stands in the middle, throws it over the middle, catch is made at the 40, out near the 44-yard line, and Jack Weishart, the senior, with the catch and run, and he's going to pick up close to seven.
Weishart, a little crossing route from the far side to the near side, makes the catch, reverses his field, gets back to the middle of the field, and falls forward for a gain of about eight, maybe nine. Well, they're going to put him down, gain of seven.
6:15, rolling clock here in the second quarter. Again, Peters Township, the defending WPIAL champions, after a bye week last week. Boy, they've jumped out to a 21-0 lead in this one. Second and three. Whipple in motion near side. Louver in the backfield, wrapped up and dropped. Just the immediate penetration. Guess who? The guy that had the pick six, Mickey Vaccarello. Just wrapped him up around his ankles and dropped him for the sack.
Third down and seven.
So back to the 39-yard line.
Nowhere to run that time. Tried to get the ball to the near side to his right. And Vaccarello just kind of laid out and didn't allow him to get anywhere. He didn't really grab him. He just kind of laid in front of him, stop him, and other people came and got him. But Vaccarello certainly up the field, making him think about where he had to go and slowed him down.
Ponko splits wide to the near side. Three wide in this set. Slot left. Pistol formation. Wanting to throw. Louver. Near side. Catch made into spin as Ponko down the near sideline, and he will dive down inside the 35 near the 34-yard line of Peters Township. Boy, just what the Warriors needed.
Peters Township went for the interception that time. P.J. Luke went for the interception, missed it, and then he missed a tackle too, which gave him a chance to run down the near sideline on a little stop route.
At the Peters 34, first and 10 Warriors. They look to throw again. Pump fake. Now going to fire down that near sideline once again, going up and making a beautiful catch is Nick Ponko. And it's a touchdown for Penn Trafford.
50-50 ball. Pretty well covered, but he ends up going up over top of the defender, making that catch. Perfectly thrown football. Up where only his receiver could get it, and he does a nice job.
You saw, if you're watching the video stream of this, the Peters Township contending. He made the catch. He high-pointed it. When he came down, the ball was in his hands, hit the ground, and the ball popped out. And you could see some of the Peters Township players contesting it, but it is a touchdown. And, boy, an extra point away from just what Penn Trafford needed, a 34-yard touchdown pass from Johnny Louver to Nick Ponko, the sophomore.
They needed to have something positive happen on that series, and it certainly did.
So we got a...
The result of the previous play was a completion in the end zone before the ball came loose. Touchdown.
And again, they're just clarifying that.
Well, you can do that with that. I'll tell you what, I want to take that microphone home.
And we see TJ Plack is out, and I think he was asking for a clarification on that. And he got it, and now we'll boot the extra point. Louver to hold, Miller to kick. Good snap. Miller's kick is perfect. Boy, Penn Trafford, a huge touchdown there. 4:50 to play, second quarter. It's now Peters Township 21. Penn Trafford 7 on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy?
In recent years, the price of homeowners insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Bruce Sokolic, Bill Duquette back. This 5A quarterfinal playoff matchup, the defending champions had a 21-0 lead, but a big pass play there covering 34 yards. On the hookup, Johnny Luver to Nick Ponko. Warriors are on the board. The kick squibbed to the near sideline, and Schanefelt just going to jump on it and cover it up near the 46.
Little onside kick try that time, and Schanefelt does a nice job, just fields the ball, gets down, covers it up, and Peters Township is going to have great field position on about the 46-yard line, their 46-yard line.
So now it's the defense's turn. If you're Penn Trafford, you know, down three scores, get the touchdown. Now you need your defense to come up with a big play.
They have not forced a punt at all. Any series, it's 4:49 left in the quarter.
DeLucia with the sidecar right. He operates from the shotgun. Vaccarello is in that backfield as well. And they run the draw play. And running up the middle with the seam and with some power is Darius McMillan. And he's across midfield, in fact, down to the Penn Trafford 45.
Run a little draw play that time. They kind of set DeLucia up, looking like he's going to throw the ball down the field. And McMillan takes the ball right up the middle on a little draw for 9 yards.
Second and one. Clock rolls, 4:25 to play, first half. Vaccarello again in the backfield with the sidecar, but this time they throw it near side. Schanefelt, the catch, and he's out of bounds near the 40-yard line, and he picks up the Peters Township first down.
Schanefelt does a little turnout at the about the 40-yard line, makes the catch, steps out of bounds. First down, Peters Township.
Was watching in warm-ups, DeLucia. That route right there, he threw a lot of that, and just so consistent with it, delivers it so quick. And he'll operate again with McMillan. And again, it's McMillan running and bowling his way down to the Penn Trafford 35-yard line as he picks up five.
Again, inside run that time. No draw, just a straight give inside. Picks up 5 yards, and they're working on those interior three people for Penn Trafford.
Second and five, they go four wide. McMillan stays in the backfield. They want to throw. DeLucia rolls right, looking. Now is he just going to run with it? He does, and he's down near the sticks inside the 30, and I think he did pick up the Indians' first down.
Looking to throw the ball down the field, not able to find anybody open. Rolls to the far side toward his bench and ends up turning the corner and stepping out right past the yard marker.
Nope, he did not get it. They say he stepped out earlier at the 31. So it's going to be a third and one. DeLucia directing his players here. Schanefelt to the near side. He's got McCullough over there as well, both looking back, and they get the play call here. Corey to his left as the sidecar. They need one. DeLucia keeps it on the play action, now dumps it off. Vaccarello, he makes a little move, dances, makes another move, gets the first down and more inside the 25, down to the 24.
Little inside fake that time, gives the ball to Vaccarello. He was coming in motion, just turned out and got the ball quickly, and he's able to get the first down by avoiding some tacklers and picking up about 6 yards after the first contact.
Clock rolling, 3:25 to play, second quarter. Peters Township 21, Penn Trafford 7, the Indians driving again. This time at the 24. In motion, McCullough to the near side as they're four wide. To throw, DeLucia looking. Has a man, Schanefelt behind the defenders, but too high in the end zone. It will fall incomplete.
Schanefelt ran a little post route right down to the hash mark, and the ball just a little bit high, but he had two defenders beat, unable to hold on to the football.
So that will stop the clock with 3:07 left in this second quarter.
That's one of those footballs that DeLucia would like to have back.
Well, DeLucia hooking up Nick McCullough on their second play from scrimmage, a 72-yard touchdown pass to open the scoring here tonight. Here it's a second and 10. And he wants the throw. Right side has a man. The catch made. Spinning out of it. McCullough. He's inside the 10. And he's into the end zone for another touchdown. This one from 24 yards out.
McCullough got such great hands. And once he gets the football, he is really quick on his feet. He can get away from people. He's shifty. That's a really, really good football player and receiver.
Well, he is his go-to target. McCullough, 14 touchdowns coming into this game, and that's his second of the night. This one, 24 yards. So Maiello, who's been busy in this first half, he's on looking to tack on the extra point. Good snap, and the kick is up and good. 2:59 left, second quarter. Peters Township has opened up a 28-7 lead on Penn Trafford here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have an incredible offer from Mazda. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. You also get all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
Welcome back to Peters Township. This 5A quarterfinal matchup, 28-7, Peters Township leads Penn Trafford. Our other game tonight, Fort Cherry, after being down 12-0, now has a 14-12 lead. Here we get a high, short kick hauled in at the 29, across the 30, the 35, up the far sideline, and then finally dropped and actually stayed on his feet and got out closer to midfield. He kind of slipped through. They're going to get great field position out near the 48.
That was a pretty good kick. That was really high. Had a lot of chance to get people down the cover, but Penn Trafford does a nice job with the return team getting hats on bodies, and obviously the returner did a nice job getting up the far sideline.
And they actually say he stepped out at the 45, so that's where the Warriors will go to work. Well, you know, they battled back down 21-0 after the pick six by Vaccarello and got a big touchdown pass to cut it to 21-7, but now back down 21 are the Warriors, and they go to work. Whipple in motion to the near side. Louver to throw. Looks for him. Coming near side. Catch made. Weishart, and he's inside the 40, and Jack Weishart is down near the 39-yard line.
They've done a nice job getting that ball to the second level. They're finding ways to throw the ball within that 10 to 15-yard area where can catch the ball between defenders and then get the ball to run with it. The one long throw, obviously, that was a touchdown. But they're doing even in the first series, they did a nice job throwing the ball at that second level.
And they'll work pistol formation here. Louver, Whipple behind him, fakes the give, and now a penalty flag on the snap. You hear the crowd roaring here. The whistle stopped the play, but one of the Peters Township players just continued on with the play, and you could hear some of the Penn Trafford faithful kind of wondering what was going on there. We get our call.
False start. Offense, number 6. 5-yard penalty. Still first down.
So that will cost Penn Trafford 5 yards on the mark off.
Here's a little surprise, I guess. Second quarter score. Thomas Jefferson, 28. Aliquippa, nothing.
Wow. That's very surprising.
That's with 9:37 left to go in the second quarter.
Wow. So the football spotted back at the 44-yard line of Peters Township. So a first and 15 for Penn Trafford. Whipple in motion near side, and they're going to float it out, trying to go to him. Tipped in, it's picked off again down the near sideline. Is Peters Township on the return, the 35, the 30? They're going to take this one for the touchdown. It's Nolan DeLucia, and he's going to return it for another pick six for the Indians. But there is a flag. I didn't see the flag. Where did that go? Oh, I see it back near the 29-yard line, looks like.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The receiver wasn't even looking for the football.
No.
And it kind of hit him in the foot and bounced up in the air, and DeLucia picked it off and took it down the near side.
I had that at 64 yards if it stands.
After the interception and during the return, illegal block in the back on the returning team, number 33. 10-yard penalty.
So the interception stands. The penalty was at the 30. So then we'll get the penalty mark off back to the 40-yard line, and that's where Peters Township will have the football.
After the penalty, the first and 10, Peters Township.
So 1:49 left, second quarter.
Wow.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, he wasn't.
Whatever can go wrong will go wrong tonight for Penn Trafford.
Well, as I mentioned, Whipple came out in motion, and yep. You could see Louver never looked anywhere else, nope. And he threw it. He wasn't looking, and it got kind of tapped around. And
I think he was looking for the ball further up the field, and the ball got drilled to him, and he never saw it and never looked for it.
From the Penn Trafford 45, here's a draw play. This is McMillan off the right side. He'll bull his way down to about the 36, if they're generous, the 35-yard line.
Peters Township would love to get points off of this, that's for sure. They had six. They'd like to get that back.
Stop by Butler.
We got an injured player down for the Indians.
I'm
trying to see if that was McMillan on the ball carry, and it was. So Darius McMillan down here with the injury. We're going to take a quick break here. Again, the score, Peters Township 28, Penn Trafford 7. Here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one-of-a-kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
So we see Darius McMillan make his way off after being shaken up after that carry. Situation at hand, though, is a minute 35 left in this first half. Peters Township leading Penn Trafford 28-7. They now have a second down at the Warrior 36-yard line. Remember, Peters Township deferred on the coin toss, so they will get the football to start the second half as well. So let's see what they do on this drive. Motion coming near side is McCullough. Rolling left, DeLucia to throw. Fires, has a man, but can't hook up with him. That was Jeremy Paletti, the junior. He was open, but the throw just a little too far in front of him.
Well, DeLucia rolling to his left, coming to the near side. Never really got his shoulders around. He tried to throw that ball all arm coming to the sideline and not able to bring the ball down. Just had to take another little step and get those shoulders turned. He had a man wide open down around the 15-yard line.
So third and six. Peters Township needs to get to the 30-yard line to pick up this first down. Vaccarello in the backfield here. And McCullough now comes in motion left to right. DeLucia has a sidecar to his right. He wants to throw, though. Looking deep. Looking for Vaccarello. Runs under it. Did he make the catch? Nope. It was incomplete. Actually, there wasn't Vaccarello they were trying to hook up with. That was Eli Prado, who ran underneath it but just could not pull it in.
Prado was open. He saw the ball in the air and was able to get that second gear going. Did a football, pretty well-thrown ball, but unable to keep the football in his grasp.
So now on a fourth and six, DeLucia stays on here looking to that far sideline. T.J. Plack to get the play call. A minute 12 left, second quarter. Play calls at 15. Vaccarello stays in the backfield. They need the 30 for the first down. DeLucia rolls left, looking, fires, and this one is too high for McCullough, and the Indians will turn it over on downs.
Same thing that time with the throw, rolling to his left. Never really got his shoulders around, but Penn Trafford in two deep, five under man. So everybody was blanketed, and they had help deep. They did a nice job defending, and they're going to take over with 108 to go in the first half.
And Peters Township on top 28-7. Don't forget, coming up at the half, we'll check in. Lynn Manning has a WJPA news update for us. We'll also have the PAC report coming up as well at the half. So the Warriors go to work. They go three wide. That far receiver comes in motion near side, and Weishart wanting to throw Louver. Looks, has a man, dumps it off. The catch is made. Grabowski immediately wrapped up and dropped. So all of that for no gain on the play. Well, looks like forward progress might get him a yard near the 37.
Well, Grabowski made the catch. The ball was thrown. He didn't get sacked. But tackled right away by two red jerseys.
Actually, they gave him two to the 38. Louver again to throw. Looks, fires, has a man in and out of his hands. Owen Giese went up, and boy, it was in his hands. Was it Vaccarello that delivered the hit and shook it out? Let's see. We get a chance to look at the replay here in the booth. And
safety.
Was the safety that came up? Okay. So that jarred that football out. The incompletion stops the clock with 38 seconds left in this first half. It will be a third and eight.
Had to go up for the football that time pretty high. Really exposed his rib cage to the hit and was unable to hold on to the football. That's I'm making the guess. That's why he didn't hold on to the football. He got hit pretty good right in the rib cage.
So the Warriors with this third and eight, they need to get out to their 46 yard line to convert here. They go three wide, Louver draw, play action. Wants to throw, now wants to run. And he's not going to get the first down as the Indians throw him out near the 43, maybe the 44-yard line, about 2 yards shy.
Well, what he wanted to do is he wanted to stay in bounds that time, 30 seconds left.
Yep, 30 left. And let's see, it's actually closer to the 45, so this would be a fourth and one. Well, if you went for it earlier, you go for it here certainly, right? They are.
Fourth down and one.
And they're going to just pack everyone in tight. Grabowski is the quarterback on this play. We've seen him run the football, see if he just follows that big offensive line. Whipple comes in motion near side, and he's going to follow to that right side. Puts his helmet down, gets the first down as he spins forward and fights his way out near the 47.
He got wrapped up but was able to make the turn. Get the ball forward and fall forward for the first down.
And with that, Penn Trafford
takes a timeout.
Yeah, they'll stop the clock with 25 seconds left. The score, Peters Township 28, Penn Trafford 7. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation. Welcome back to Peters Township. The final 25 seconds of this first half. Now at the half at Fort Cherry, the Rangers, the top seed in single A, a 14-12 lead on Cornell.
I think Penn Trafford will try to get the ball down the field here.
And Louver back in at quarterback. They go three wide, slot left. And wants the throw. Looks, Louver has time, fires it deep downfield, has a man, but just broken up. Ponca was there. He had the touchdown catch earlier, but really no chance on that one.
Peter Luke, junior defensive back, just kind of went up and swiped the ball away, knocked out of bounds.
Clock stops with 18 seconds left. Bring up a second and 10. Penn Trafford again at their own 47-yard line.
Louver. Peters Township, not a whole lot of pressure on the quarterback, but they're playing five deep, playing soft in the secondary.
Warriors go trips left this time in a four-wide set. Empty backfield for Louver. And he'll feel some pressure, steps up a bit, fires down the middle of the field, goes up and blocked and then batted around. And, boy, McCullough almost came up with the interception on the tip.
Safety did a nice job stepping in front of the ball. A little seam route down the far hash mark. Ball popped up in the air, and McCullough took a dive at it, almost got to it.
Clock stops again. 12 seconds left. Now a third and 10. We see body check out for the Warriors. As Louver gets the play call, and they'll split Giese wide to that far side, joined over there by Weishart. Ponko wide to the near side. Looking. Louver, near side, has a man, catch made. Ponko sidesteps a man, but also steps out of bounds down near the 43, stopping the clock with 6 seconds left, but it is a Penn Trafford first down.
Almost looked like they were in motion illegally. Motion man was going forward when the ball snapped, but no flag, no whistle. But a first down for Penn Trafford, and this may be the last play of the first half.
Peters Township leads it 28-7 in this 5A quarterfinal matchup. Indians, the defending WPIAL champions. So first and 10 at the Peters 43. Louver, Whipple behind him in this pistol set. Now Whipple steps up, goes in motion to the left side and rolling to his left. Louver, here comes pressure. Fires it downfield. The ball is going to be picked off by Peters Township. The return, the 15, the 20, the 25. Out across the 30, out to the 40, down the far sideline. Still on his feet, trying to stay on him, but then gets pushed from behind and out of bounds. And that's going to end this first half. So the interception was Lucas Rost, who picked it off for the Indians, and that's how the first half ends. The score, Peters Township 28, Penn Trafford 7. This is the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Fun, memories, friendship. We're here for all of it. Here for the big moments and the small ones, too. We're here for unforgettable triumph, momentary misfortune, and the impromptu throwdown. We're out here each day, chasing something great. Call it adventure, call it play, we call it fun. Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
Welcome back to Peters Township. Bruce Sokolik and Bill Duquette. 28-7. Let's give you a quick recap here. Peters Township won the toss, elected to defer. Penn Trafford took the football. They took the opening kickoff at their own 22. They had a long drive, in fact, 11 plays, but they end up turning it over on downs with 6:08 left. So they ran pretty much 6 minutes off the clock on that opening possession. Peters Township takes over at their own 23. And on their second play, a 72-yard touchdown pass, Nolan DeLucia to Nick McCullough. The extra point was good. 7-0 with 5:29 left. That's how the first quarter would end. For Peters Township, they would get the football back. Their second touchdown drive, this was 10 plays. It covered 57 yards. It ended with Nolan DeLucia racing in from 5 yards out. The extra point, again, was good. 14-0 as we were just 4 seconds into that second quarter. Then a pick six. Mickey Vaccarello, the Stanford recruit, 48 yards on the return. 21-0 Peters Township with 6:50 left in that second quarter. Penn Trafford, though, would respond. They get a big player of their own. This one, Johnny Louver hooking up with Nick Ponko, a 34-yard touchdown pass. The extra point was good. That made it 21-7 with 4:50 to play in the second, but the Indians would come right back. Nick McCullough, his second touchdown reception of the game, this one covering 24 yards. Again, the extra point was good, 28-7. That's where we stand. And of note, when you look at the possessions here in the first half for Penn Trafford, they turn it over on downs on their first possession. They punt on their second one. A pick six on their third. On their next possession, the touchdown. And on their last two possessions, they end with interceptions. So three interceptions in that first half.
Well, you can't. It's tough to win any game when you're shooting yourself in the foot, but especially a playoff game against a real good football team. When you start shooting yourself, it makes it a lot tougher. Everything's going right for Peters. Their one breakdown was the high point touchdown where the kid just made an outstanding athletic play over top of the defender to get the 6 points. But right now, Penn Trafford has to be trying to figure out how they're going to get back in this football game. They have not run the ball consistently. They've run it on first down, but they haven't been able to get ahead of the sticks, you know, in terms of the running game. So they're going to have to come out, and they're going to have to figure out how to throw the football and protect the quarterback to get back in this football game.
And Trafford coach John Ruane made it a point of saying his team has to eliminate turnovers. That has really bothered them here, obviously, in this first half, with Peters Township leading this 5A quarterfinal matchup 28-7. We're going to take a break. We'll send it back to the WJPA studios. Lynn Manning will have a news update for you. And, of course, we'll check in with the PAC report as well. That's coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good evening. I'm Lynn Manning with your WJPA halftime report. We're at 58 degrees right now. Those temperatures going to continue to fall tonight. We'll be in the low 30s overnight. And then tomorrow, more sunshine, cool with highs in the upper 50s. Sunday's the day, though, we're going to see some rain. We'll take a complete look at your weekend weather coming up. A house fire in McDonald is under investigation. Authorities say the blaze was reported around 9:30 this morning in a home at 139 Fifth Street. A fireman was taken to a Pittsburgh hospital for treatment of hypertension, but no other injuries were reported at this time. Two adults and two children were displaced. They're being helped by the Red Cross. And the Charleroi Grade School had to be evacuated today after officials detected the odor of gas. District officials, in a notice on their website, said a local gas company did a purge of their line, and due to atmospheric pressure, it didn't evaporate as planned, which caused a wave of gas to pass over the campus. There were no injuries. Democrats will keep their majority control of the Pennsylvania House next year after they were able to hold on to a Johnstown area seat. the re-election of incumbent Democrat Representative Frank Burns means his party will have a one-vote margin, 102 to 101. That's enough to retain the speakership and determine the chamber's voting agenda. The judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case has canceled any remaining court deadlines now after prosecutors said they needed time to assess the appropriate course going forward after Trump's win this week. They've been evaluating how to wind down the two federal cases before he takes office in light of longstanding Justice Department policy that says sitting presidents cannot be prosecuted. Well, the latest report from the CDC shows flu activity across most of the nation remains low, with one exception. ABC's Dave Packer has details.
A little more than a month into flu season, the latest weekly report from the CDC shows seasonal flu activity remains low across all 50 states, but the infection rate is growing and moving from east to west. For now, emergency room visits at stable low levels. But as we get closer to peak flu season, vaccination is strongly recommended, especially among vulnerable populations, given the co-circulation of COVID-19, RSV, and other respiratory viruses. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Meanwhile, health officials say it is very important to get your COVID vaccine ahead of the holidays when respiratory bugs tend to spread. Now, while virus numbers are not high right now in the U.S., health experts say COVID does tend to jump in the winter months, and that's a rise that usually starts around Thanksgiving and peaks in January, mainly because of all the family and friends grouping together for holiday celebrations. A federal judge has ruled in favor of a Republican-led effort to dismantle a Biden administration plan to shield some undocumented immigrants from deportation. ABC's Armando Garcia has the latest.
A federal judge has struck down a Biden administration program known as Keeping Families Together. It aimed to let undocumented spouses and stepchildren of U.S. citizens apply for legal status without leaving the country and facing a 10-year ban from returning. A coalition of 16 Republican-led states filed a lawsuit, arguing in part that the administration had overstepped its authority to grant relief through a process known as parole in place. DHS says nearly 500,000 spouses were eligible for the program. Armando Garcia, ABC News.
Well, some good news. You could finally see some relief on those high interest rate credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages. ABC's Michelle Franzen explains.
It's the second rate cut this year by the Federal Reserve, this time a quarter of a point drop. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says pressures, including the labor market, have eased.
Inflation has eased substantially from a peak of 7% to 2.1% as of September.
Just shy of the board's 2% target rate, Powell says the board does not know about future cuts with a new administration on the way, saying policy change is a process. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And who doesn't love a parade? If you love a parade, you'll find one tomorrow. Monday is Veterans Day, but tomorrow, Charleroi Borough is hosting this year's County Veterans Day Parade. Charleroi Borough Manager Joe Manning says the parade will feature some 70 units, and it starts tomorrow afternoon.
It is held in a different municipality every year. They try and include all the municipalities within Washington County, and Charleroi feels very fortunate to have it this year. We're extremely honored to be able to pay tribute to our nation's service members on this very special day.
Manning says that there's 6 marching band units and multiple military units. The parade will follow the traditional parade route for Charleroi, past the Market House, turn up 9th Street, and then turn on to Fallowfield Avenue, and then circle around to 2nd Street. Again, that parade gets underway at 1 o'clock. On Wall Street tonight, the Dow closed up 259 points to 43,988, the S&P up 22 to 59.95, and the NASDAQ was up 17 to 19,286. In sports, the Pens on the road tonight in D.C. to play the Capitals. The Steelers heading there on Sunday to take on the Commanders. Our coverage for that game begins at noon on 1450 a.m. And college football this weekend, Pitt hosts Virginia, Penn State hosts Washington, and the Mountaineers are on the road to Cincinnati. Your forecast for the rest of this evening, clear, cold, an overnight low of 34. Sunny but cool tomorrow with a high of 59. And then on Sunday, looks like a rainy day, cool, with a high of 61. Right now, 58 at WJPA.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448, visit us online at dayinsurance.com, or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Welcome to the PAC Football Report for November 9th, 2024. I'm Joe Underko. This week, we will take a quick look back at last Saturday's gridiron action in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing Week 10 contests this weekend. Three teams remain tied atop the PAC standings with one loss each. Washington and Jefferson improved to 8-1 with a 34-21 win at Case Western Reserve. Carnegie Mellon kept pace with W&J following a 45-20 home win over Westminster, as did defending champ Grove City with a 59-0 shutout at Waynesburg. In other games, Geneva improved to 4-4 by holding off upset-minded Bethany 34-27, while Teal scored twice in the final 2 minutes to top St. Vincent 20-10. Allegheny had the Week 9 bye. PAC Player of the Week recognition for Week 9 went to W&J senior tight end Zach Cernuto on offense, with 14 catches for 123 yards and a TD at Case. Teal senior D lineman Luke Faber on defense, with 11 tackles, including 4 for losses and 2 sacks versus St. Vincent. And junior kicker Justin Caputo of Carnegie Mellon on special teams, after going a perfect 7-for-7 on kicks versus Westminster. Newcomer of the week went to Bethany freshman quarterback Brett Phillips, with 433 yards of total offense versus Geneva. Week 10 is highlighted by 7-1 Grove City hosting 6-2 Case Western Reserve at Thorne Field in Grove City at 1 p.m. The Wolverines and Spartans met in an instant classic a year ago, with Grove City winning 27-24 in overtime in Cleveland, en route to the 2023 PAC football title. Wolverine head coach Andrew DiDonato talks about his team's matchup with Case and Wolverine hopes for possible postseason action.
Whoever wins the pack and represents in the NCAA playoffs has a chance to compete for a national title. I think the pack has enough respect now that multiple teams and with the new format could get into the playoffs, and our mindset right now is to control everything we can to put ourselves in the best shot to be one of those pack teams.
Looking to keep pace with the other co-leaders is 7-1 Carnegie Mellon, which hosts 1-7 Allegheny at Gesling Stadium in Pittsburgh with a 12 noon kickoff. It's the 55th all-time meeting between the programs, with CMU holding a 32-20-2 advantage against the Gators, including a 19-3 road win in Meadville last year. Tartan head coach Ryan Larson talks about his team's approach to focusing on what they can control in the season's final 2 weeks.
Yeah, we were honest with our guys after the Grove City loss. We said we're in playoff football already. We have to win every single week and keep surviving and advancing. And that's how we've looked at it. So since that game happened, we've been in that cliche 1-0 mentality of it, survive and advance.
Due to a Week 11 bye, St. Vincent closes the regular season at home Saturday with a 1 p.m. kickoff against winless Bethany at Chuck Knoll Field in Latrobe. The annual Green Game series is led by the Bison 10-7 over the past 17 seasons, although the Bearcats have won the last 5 matchups with Bethany, including a 29-21 win last season. SVC head coach Aaron Smetanka talks about seeing his Bearcat seniors suit up for the final time this weekend.
Yeah, it's special. Always getting that senior day. You have it at home. You have everybody there, their family, their friends that come out to support them. When you do the walk on the field, when you're recognizing each of the players as they're going through. We've had some great support staff, though, too, that maybe have had injuries, and they've joined the support staff or helped us out in operations. So we'll have a pretty good group there.
In other Week 10 action, the matchup between 6-2 Westminster and 4-4 Geneva is simply known as the game. This year's game kicks off at Reeves Field in Beaver Falls at 1 p.m. It is the 27th longest rivalry in all of college football, dating back to 1891, with the teams meeting for the 124th time. Last year, the Titans prevailed 35-14 over the GTs in New Wilmington. Finally, 2-6 Teal travels to face 3-5 Waynesburg at Wiley Stadium at 1 p.m. The Yellow Jackets lead the all-time series 34-10-1, but Teal snapped a five-game losing streak against Waynesburg by edging the Jackets 15-14 a year ago. W&J has the Week 10 bye. That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. Log on to the conference website at www.pacathletics.org all season long for the latest news, scores, statistics, and other league information. You can follow us on social media via X, Facebook, and Instagram. Links are available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Underko. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have an incredible offer from Mazda. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. You also get all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
For 125 years, we've been covering this region's financial needs, sharing your rebellious spirit, standing right here with you, supporting your dreams, helping businesses grow and thrive, investing in what matters, and always putting people first. Thank you for letting us get to know you over our first 125 years. We're Washington Financial Bank, and we're proud to be the bank that gets you.
Back in Peters Township, Warriors have made their way out. Indians on the field as well. We get set for second half action. They'll put 3 minutes up on the clock, so we still have some time here, a chance to catch up on some of the other action taking place tonight. And let's start in 6A. This is semifinal action at Norwin. You've got West Mifflin. Central Catholic leading Seneca Valley 31-0 at the half. Now to 5A quarterfinal play. Of course, our game here, Peters Township, leading Penn Trafford 28-7. Upper St. Clair, the number 2 seed, has a 7-3 lead on number 7 seed Penn Hills. That is at the half. Also 5A, top seed Pine Richland rolling over Franklin Regional 42-0 at the half. And it's Bethel Park, a 26-7 lead on Woodland Hills at the half, that game at the Wolf Arena. Let's move down to 4A. This would be semifinal action at Chartiers Valley. How about Thomas Jefferson, the top seed, a 28-7 lead over Aliquippa at the half. Also, the other semifinal matchup at Gateway has McKeesport on top of Mars Area, 21-7. Now that score we have is just a second quarter score. We move to Triple A. Again, quarterfinal play. Number 9 seed Highlands leading Imani Christman, the top seed, 14-0. At the half. Also, Elizabeth Forward and North Catholic, those two are tied at the half. And down in single A, the other game on the WJPA Sports Network on 1450 AM, top seed Fort Cherry, down early 12-0, has come back on two Matt Sieg touchdown runs. They now lead number 9 seed Cornell 14-12 at the half. Other scores Clairton rolling over California 42-0 at the half. Jeanette has a 13-7 halftime lead on Greensburg Central Catholic. And Southside, a 6-3 lead over Bishop Canavan, the number 3 seed. So that brings you up to speed with the scores we have here as far as playoff action tonight. Well, let's talk a little bit more about this game, Bill. And we talked about how would Peters Township respond to that bye week. And you wondered, would it be a good thing? Obviously it was. Chance to get rested, to get some players back from some injuries. And there was no indication that they were rusty at all.
No, well, TJ Plack said they were as healthy as they've been all year, and they looked it. They only gave the ball up one time, had a touchdown taken off the board with an interception because of a penalty, but they've done a great job coming out, attacking the defense, and also a better job, I think, playing defense versus what everybody thought was a Penn Trafford pretty good running game.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned it. Peters Township turned it over on downs that last possession late in the second half. But other than that, yep, it's ended with touchdowns. And, of course, they do have the pick six in this game as well. Actually thought they had a second one, but that got called back on an illegal block, or this could be even worse.
Well, you know, I think that they would have liked to have had that one.
Right.
Because they... That would have put him up over 35, and it would have been closer to running the clock. I think as healthy as he is, I think he'd like to keep that clock running as long as he can.
Absolutely. So we get set for the second half kickoff here. Just to recap for you again, Nick McCullough has a pair of touchdown receptions. Second play from scrimmage for the Indians, 72 yards. The pass from Nolan DeLucia. That was the first score of the night. He also hauled in a second touchdown pass of the night, a 24-yard reception, which is the last touchdown of that first half that made it 28-7. Other score, of course, Nolan DeLucia, a 5-yard touchdown run, and Mickey Vaccarello had the 48-yard pick six for the Indians. The touchdown for Penn Trafford, it has Johnny Luver hooking up with Nick Ponko on a 34-yard touchdown pass.
They basically have done a really good job. I mean, you know, there's not much you can say. Certainly this first 10 minutes, first 5 minutes basically of the third quarter is going to tell the tale for Penn Trafford. If they can get into it, we've seen teams come back from this. But Peters Township is going to get the football. If they do what they want to do and get the ball in the end zone again, it's going to be very, very difficult. And they may be able to name the score, you know, before it's all said and done.
Well, this game and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this game without the expressed written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid for by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2024. So the legal work is done. Let's kick off this second half. And for that, Penn Trafford's Jack Miller, the freshman, has it teed up at the 40. Peters Township moving right to left in this third quarter. We get the whistle. And with that, toe to leather. And it's an onside kick to the near side. Shanafelt, again, second time tonight, covers it up and hauls it in. And good field position for the Indians.
Again, Shanafelt, same thing as he did in the first half. Ball kicked high. He ended up handling it with his hands, fell on it, covered it, made sure he had it, and puts Peters Township in real good field position after the onside kick try.
Just underway here, so we'll get our look at Nolan DeLucia, one of the top passers in the WPIAL, throwing for more than 2,100 yards coming into this game, 19 touchdown passes as well. Only a junior, 6'2", 195 pounds, and he goes to work. He's got Nick McCullough to his right. He's got Nick Curry to his left in this shotgun with the three wide. Curry goes in motion right. And we get a whistle just as the play begins. And we'll get our call. Oh, the microphone doesn't work now. Delay of game on the Indians, so the 5-yard mark off.
I think it works. I think you forgot to push the button.
So back to the 42-yard line.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
First and 15.
visitor's side.
For Peters Township.
One more time, that number is 013.
So the Indians looking to that far sideline to get the play call. So Nolan DeLucia has Curry to his left. And they go four wide in this look. Motion man, McCullough, heading back to the near side. Now reverses, and now they toss it. Coming near side and nowhere to go, Nick Curry. And he gets wrestled down rudely after a short gain.
Ran a little lead option to the short side of the field. Didn't give Curry a whole lot of room to operate. He kind of ran out of sideline pretty quickly and just kind of lowered his shoulder and took the hit from the defensive back.
Yeah, that was Tasso Whipple. We talk about him as just a good running back. Well, he's also a very good linebacker, and he finished off that play. So second and 15, DeLucia. Vaccarello in the backfield, but he wants to throw. Looking near sideline, trying to get it behind to Schanderfeld. Goes up, and boy, he got his jersey tugged. But, boy, I thought he got his jersey tugged there by the defender. And he's looking for it, but no flag, and it falls incomplete.
I'm going to look at it on the replay here. We have an advantage of doing that. But, yeah, he got his jersey was tugged, and no flag.
And now a third and long. Third and 15 for Peters Township. And with that, Schanderfeld taking his time after running downfield. He's just now getting back to the line of scrimmage as they get the play call.
Schanderfeld just ran a takeoff route down the near side. Two deep, five under.
Well, they need to get down to the 43-yard line of Penn Trafford for the first down. DeLucia takes the snap, looks to his right. It's a draw play, and they'll just run with it up the middle. Nick Curry across midfield gets down to about the 48 of Penn Trafford, but well shy of the first down.
Just an inside run that time.
Well,
this may be the first punt for Peters Township, but maybe not.
Yeah, I think TJ Black thought about it, but he will punt it away, so they change personnel. And with that, on to boot this football away will Anthony Maiello.
Maiello back to punt. Carr deep to receive for Penn.
Stands at his 37-yard line. Good high kick. Hauled in at the 15-yard line by Penn Trafford. Nope, take it there as Derek Carr hauled it in, and it will be first and 10 Warriors.
Carr signal for the fair catch, and the ball's right around the 15-yard line.
10:44 left, just underway, third quarter. It's Peters Township 28, Penn Trafford 7.
Well, Penn Trafford, bullet one from the first half. Let's get them out of there on first series and don't let them move the ball down the field. But they got to come out of their own end again.
Yeah, their own 14-yard line is where this drive will begin. And they open with Carr at quarterback, I believe. Nope. It's Louver. He'll hand it off and running up the middle for good yardage across the 20 out near the 23-yard line. Gets stacked up there, close to 8 on the carry that time for Whipple.
Just a little inside run that time by Whipple, and he just puts his head down and gets as much as he can. He does a nice job, picks up about 8.
Out to the 22, Johnny Louver, 5'11", 195-pound senior. We see him at quarterback. We'll see Derek Carr in there. We've actually seen Ben Grabowski back there at quarterback as well for Penn Trafford. They go three wide, slot left. And the turn and the give. Whipple trying to come near side. Not a whole lot there, and the Indians stack this play up. No gain if they're generous.
No room to run that time. Good edge play that time. Corner came up.
And Keita
accepted the kick out and tried to duck. The ball carrier tried to duck it up inside, but no running room inside. Good pursuit by a bunch of red jerseys.
So they have the football at the 23-yard line. So they just said third and two, but they need the 24, so this should be third and one. Grabowski at quarterback. Pack things in tight. He'll take the snap and just run to his right, looking for an opening. Spins, gets the first down and more. And Ben Grabowski's actually across the 25, out near the 26-yard line.
Power run that time by Grabowski. Just took it off the right side. Made contact, spun it around, got up the field, got the first down.
Fort Cherry has opened up a 21-12 lead, so Rangers have found their game. After falling behind early 12-0, they're on top 21-12. That game over on 1450 AM and on the WJPA Sports Network. Here, Peters Township leading Penn Trafford 28-7. First and 10 Warriors. Motion man to the left. Louver wants to throw. Looks, has plenty of time here. Now he's going to throw it downfield and too high, intended out near the 47-yard line. And Ponko, who has their only touchdown of the night, just not tall enough to pull that one in.
Plenty of time to throw the ball that time, looked all over the field, and then finally delivered the ball toward the Peters Township bench. But the ball went up, contested. Peters Township able to get to the ball receiver and knock the ball away.
8:48 left, third quarter. This 5A quarterfinal playoff matchup. Louver, pistol formation. Ponko goes in motion to the far side. And he wants to throw. He fires near side, diving back as Jack Weishart. He pulls the catch in at the 31.
Peters Township basically dropping a bunch of that time. They dropped their outside backers, trying to get in some of those second-level passing lanes. And the ball still completed for a short gain. Brings up third down and five.
Yep, they'll need to get to the 36-yard line to pick up this first down. The Warriors, big play here. They're opening possession of this second half. Whipple goes in motion out of the backfield. Louver looking left. Now scans back over the middle of the field, tipped in the air and will fall incomplete. Shanafelt colliding with his own teammate, which was Nolan DeLucia, as they both went for the pick.
Ball thrown over the middle, a little bit late and a little bit high. Never ends up being a good thing. And ball got tipped. Could have been intercepted, but ends up falling away from a lot of red jerseys.
Nick McCullough, who has two touchdown receptions, back deep to receive this punt. He'll move up now out across his 45. And now he's actually coming back. Are they going to go for it here? He drifted back, and, yeah, looks like Penn Trafford will go for it on a fourth and five at their own 31. Louver wants to throw. Looking. Pressure comes, fires, has a man, catches made, first down, out the 39-yard line. The catch hauled in that time.
Boy, they've made some great plays on third down for the whole course of the game. It hasn't panned out for them in terms of points, but they've really given their offense an opportunity to get down the field a little bit and also maintain control of the football to keep it away from Peter's offense.
Jesse Lisbon hauled that catch in. First and 10, Penn Trafford out at the 38. They go three wide. And the give off the left side, Whipple trying to get to the edge, and he won't do it. In fact, thrown back for a loss that time, back close to the 36-yard line. Rost was back there to help make the stop. Clock. Roll, 7:23 left.
Two, second down and 12.
In the third quarter, Peters Township 28, Penn Trafford 7. Louver again making the long run as he comes to that near sideline to get the play, and football on the far side hash. And they'll go three wide again. This pistol formation, the Whipple now steps up to his left. Louver fires near side, catch made on the little spin back route, and he'll haul it in at the 45-yard line. Lisbon again with the catch.
Again, wide receivers for Penn Trafford are doing a nice job driving the defenders deep for Peters Township and then coming back to the ball. The ball's being thrown on time because the quarterback has a long time to throw the football. Not a big rush by that front group of the Peters Township defense. And that's because they're dropping a lot of people. I think the most they've rushed is about four.
This will be a third and two at their own 46.
If you're going to drop a bunch and only rush four, those four got to work like heck to get to the quarterback.
This will be the ninth play of this drive that began back at their own 14. And to throw is Louver. Rolls right, all kind of pressure. Fires, the catch is made at the 48, and they'll pick up the first down again. As they get the catch from Whipple this time,
I think Whipple had the first down when he caught the ball because he caught it at the 48, but then he spun out and got up the field, got it across the 50-yard line.
Clock rolling after the first down, under 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Peters Township with a 28-7 lead.
I'll be looking for try to go deep pretty soon. They've thrown the ball underneath.
Derek Carr in at quarterback, and he's going to just run it himself off the left side, inside the 45, down to the Peters Township 41-yard line.
Again, no doubt about that. Carr just put the ball under his arm, took it to the far side and looked for a seam to get the ball up the field.
So they need the 39. It's at the 41, so a second and short for the Warriors.
His motion man was out deeper than he was, so it almost looked like it might have been like an RPO, might have been looking to throw the ball to him or keep it. He opts to keep it.
Yeah, Derek Carr is 5'11", 195, also a senior. We talk about Louver, same height, same weight. Motion to that far side is Carr. And this up the middle, and not much there.
Basketball carrier.
Let's just see. Got it to the 40.
Stop short of the line again.
Yeah, he did not get inside the 40, so this is going to be a third and one.
Another third down.
Clock rolling. Down to your 4.5 to play. Again, this is the opening possession of the second half. Peters Township went 3 and a punt to begin this third quarter. This is going to be the 12th play of a drive that began at their own 14. They go 3 wide. That slot right is Giese. And Carr going to tuck it in, run off the left side, and he'll get the first down and move the sticks. So slowly and methodically, the Warriors moving the football.
Well, this is the defense for Peters Township is doing exactly what they need to do. If they can't stop them, they got to make them work for the yardage. And while they're working for the yardage, the time's going off the clock.
Again, this is Penn Trafford with three interceptions here tonight. One returned for a touchdown. There was a second that was actually returned for a score, but that was negated by a block in the back that negated the touchdown, but still gave the Indians the football. First and 10 at the Peters 39. Looks like Louver's back in at quarterback, and he is. He pump fakes to his left, now going to look deep down that far sideline. There's a defender there, and he may have hauled it in. And did he? Yes, he did. Intercepted again. Fourth time tonight. Was that McCullough? Yep. It was Nick McCullough with the interception down at the one-yard line.
Tried to go deep, and the receiver covered pretty well by McCullough, and the ball just dropped right in his hands because he was in good position. Never let the receiver get to the football, and Peters Township gets the turnover, and they'll get the ball in the 20-yard line coming out of their own end.
And we just talked about the interceptions, and, I mean, you're down big. I mean, you have to try to take shots, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so, but putting that ball up in that situation, I mean, McCullough was more of the receiver than the receiver was.
Yeah, I wouldn't be throwing the ball at McCullough. I'd be throwing the ball where they got the touchdown the first time. I'd be throwing the ball on the other side of the field as far away from him as I could.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I get it. So now Peters Township will bring the offense back out. Actually, they say they give it to him at the 20. I thought they had said he was down at the 1.
No, he went into the end zone.
So first and 10 Indians. DeLucia fires out to his right. The catch is made, and spinning out of it was Eli Prado.
Pass complete to Eli Prado.
That looks to be the 26-yard line on the catch and run.
It's just a throw straight out to the outside, to the far side of the, on the Peters Township bench side. Just catches the football, gets forward, picks up about 5.
He got 6, so 2nd and 4. DeLucia, again, that shotgun with the sidecar left. He looks over the defense, takes the snap, and gives it. Curry up the middle. He'll bull his way for the first down as he's across the 30.
And, again, inside run that time for the first down. And now it's Peters Township's turn to
30-yard line.
Ground and pound. Yep. Keep possession of the football and run the clock.
Defending WPIAL champions, Peters Township up 28-7 on Penn Trafford. Clock, 2:47 and rolling. Beccarella goes in motion to that far side. DeLucia takes the snap, fakes it, now going to try to throw, now rolls to his right. Now he fires downfield, but really no one there. Kind of an empty spot, but the incompletion stops the clock and brings up a second down.
Got forced out of the pocket a little bit after looking down the field, rolling to his right. Couldn't find anybody open and fired in an area where he knew nobody could catch it.
Now the Indians are going to put McCullough as a slot receiver to the near side. Shanafelt is wide left. And DeLucia has Curry to his left. And he gives it to him, and Curry bowls his way for a couple. Maybe to the 32. Actually, looks like closer to the 31 on that carry.
Not a whole lot of running room up inside. Actually, Penn Trafford is actually running a little bear defense, too. They're bringing those defensive tackles down.
Third down and eight.
Well, they do give him the 32, so that does make it a third and eight. They need the 40 for this first down. McCullough, that slot receiver left. Again, he has two touchdown receptions here tonight, and now we get movement. DeLucia was looking for that. Unfortunately, he was looking for it from the defense, and it looks like one of his own teammates moved.
Well, his left tackle raised up. He was set, and then he raised up and got an illegal procedure call.
So what was third and nine becomes third and 14.
A little bit more difficult.
DeLucia stays with his trip set to his left. Wants to throw down the middle. Looking. Has a man. Makes the catch, and he'll get the first down. Jeremy Paletti, the junior, hauled it in stride. A picture-perfect pass from Nolan DeLucia.
Paletti got to the inside of the defender, and DeLucia delivered the ball right where he needed to. Didn't give the defender a chance to get in front. Good throw and catch for the first down.
Quickly to the line of scrimmage. The Indians with it. And this is Nick Curry up the middle, and Curry's going to fight, trying to get to midfield. Might be just shy. He'll pick up a couple on that first down carry.
Curry cut that back a little bit too soon. I think when you run that little inside zone play, what you want to do is you want to press the line of scrimmage as much as you can, and you'll see where the seams open up. Sometimes they don't open up backside. Sometimes they just keep on going to the flow, and you make big yardage.
Gets to the 49, so second and eight. DeLucia. Vaccarello comes in motion, but again, Curry up the middle. This time a bigger hole, and he'll fight his way down to the Penn Trafford 45.
Looked like he was going to get a lot of yardage there, and somebody just grabbed him right at the last minute before he had some open field and brought him down. Going to be third down and about two.
Third down and two for the Indians.
Clock rolling. 47 seconds left in this third quarter. DeLucia. The turn? Nope, didn't give it. He rolls to his left, wants to throw. Now he wants to run. And he's just going to fight his way to the Penn Trafford 40. He does get the first down, but
we'll
stack it up there.
Looking to throw the ball, but nobody open down the field. That was designed to be a throw that's quick off the fake, and a lot of white jerseys on red ones that time to the near sideline. Wasn't able to throw it, so he just puts his head down, gets the first down.
Clock at 23 and rolling. Indians again looking to that far sideline for this play. They go four wide. Shanafelt, Vaccarello, stacked receivers to the near side. Vaccarello goes in motion right. And they'll give it. Curry following him. Up the middle, inside the 35, down to the 33. And they'll stack it up there. And that will be the final play of this third quarter. So no scoring in this third quarter. We'll go to the fourth. It's Peters Township 28, Penn Trafford 7 on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Finna make common sense cool again. No tripping, I'm the man, caught slipping. I'll be 20, 30, 50 high. Something to send to Uncle Sam. No, it's hit fans, only so in fertile land. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Check his post, he ain't got it. Send plans, more than likely, she about it. What he posts, more than likely, he ain't about it. Caught a wave, now we finally making noise. Y'all quiet, y'all timid, y'all shy. Illinois, put in work, finally got a sound. We got it, Illinois. Y'all ain't even got no poise. Y'all know I'm the boy, I'm the boy, I'm the boy.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Now back here at Peters Township, this 5A quarterfinal matchup, keeping watch on that single-A game between Fort Cherry and Cornell, 21-12 is the score. Fort Cherry now on top. We mentioned Cornell jumped out 12-0 in that game. Here we go to the fourth, 28-7, Peters Township with the lead, but Boy, no scoring in that third quarter after what we saw in the second.
But the clock didn't move.
And now the Indians will move left to right in this fourth quarter. We're staring at a second and three at the 33. McCullough goes in motion to the far side. DeLucia wants to throw, looks that side, waiting for Vaccarello, gets behind the defender. Vaccarello reaching back, but the pass well behind him, and no chance to haul it in.
A little throw down to Vaccarello and a little wheel route down the far side, and ball thrown behind him. That nobody really had a chance to catch that one, just got a hand on it and bounced it around.
Third and three.
But on a third and three, took a shot down the field. That should loosen the defender up a little bit.
DeLucia moving players around. He keeps Curry to his, Curry to his left. Now he's going to shift him to his right. On this third and three. And the give. Nope. DeLucia keeps it. Coming near side, and he fights his way inside the 30 down to the 29-yard line, and that will be a Peters Township first down.
A lot of movement that time. Traded people over from the left side to the right side. Put a guy in motion back the other way. Little ride inside, and DeLucia kept the ball trying to get outside and turned the corner to the near sideline. Picks up the first down.
Football at the 29, near side hash. DeLucia gives it. Curry bouncing, looking, slips through, gets down to the 20. Boy, I think a lot of people had no idea Curry had the football, and he just kind of made one man missed, and then a couple of defenders, I think, didn't realize he had the football, and then he squirted through and picked up more.
Well, he did a nice job not getting off track. He just kept on track, didn't try to make a real big play, and almost makes a big play just keeping the ball right where he was.
Second and two from the 21. DeLucia fires, has a man at the... It's Prado, and he'll go in for the touchdown for Peters Township.
Prado, a little slant route from the right side going across the middle, and DeLucia hits him off the play fake. Play fake brings up the linebackers. Nobody there in front of the safety. Catch, touchdown.
So Nolan DeLucia, a 72-yard touchdown pass to McCullough to open it. Another 24-yarder to McCullough in that second quarter. Now his third touchdown pass, and he has run for a score as well. As Maiello boots the extra point, and with 11:03 left in the fourth quarter, it's now Peters Township 35, Penn Trafford 7. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray. You've worked hard all your life to provide a nice home for your family. Maybe the insurance that you had 5 years ago is not appropriate for your life today. Call me for a review of your current coverages, and we'll see if we can help you. Allstate has some unique ways to keep your insurance costs down. Give me a call so we can discuss proper protection, the best price, and most of all, personal service. 724-942-1234 or send me an email at nickg@allstate.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
Bruce Sokolic, Bill Duquette back at Peters Township, 35-7. Indians have opened up the lead in this 5A quarterfinal matchup. Maiello, after the extra point, boots it away. High end-over-end kick, going to be taken in at the 10. Far side hash, up the middle with it, slipping through one man, and then it's Derek Carr on the return. He gets out across the 30 near the 33.
Carr avoided a big hit right around the 25-yard line. Two red jerseys slammed into one another trying to go after him, and he ends up picking up a little bit of yardage after that. Ball in the middle of the field, and Penn Trafford really, really behind the eight ball here. 35-7, 10:56 left in the fourth quarter.
Now we talked about the turnovers. I mean, Penn Trafford with the interception on their last possession, and that's their fourth
of the night. And they opened with trips left. Louver back in at quarterback, and he'll roll to his left. Looking, pressure comes, fires, but behind the receiver, could not get back and make the catch. It falls incomplete, intended for Lisbon.
Yep, Lisbon just running a little turnout on the near side, right around the 40-yard line. The ball thrown too far out in front of him and low. Unable to get his shoulders around, moving to his left.
Incompletion stops the clock. 10:51 left, fourth quarter.
Peters Township playing bend, don't break.
Second and 10. Louver, again, trips left, steps up, wants to throw, has a little opening. He'll run with it, take a big hit as he's dropped at the 39-yard line.
Louver on the run.
Nobody open down the field. He had to put the ball under his arm. Found a little seam, got the ball back to about the 39-yard line.
Third down and five.
So they need to get out to the 43-yard line. So we'll call it a third and four.
Peters has been pretty disciplined defensively. Usually we see him a little bit more aggressive up the field than the two games that we've seen him play before. Right now they're just they're playing cover, trying to keep the quarterback in the pocket.
Johnny Louver again. This time he has five wide in this empty set, and he will look right, fire right. Catch is made, spins out of it, but
gets the first down.
You know, not much there, but as they've done much of tonight, just able to convert those first downs.
Their third down conversion rate is unbelievable.
First down, Penn Trafford at its own 45-yard line.
So they'll move the chains. They'll wind the clock. 9:50 left. Peters Township, again, the bye last week, did not play. Some questions how they might come out, and, well, looks like they enjoyed that bye week. Got rested, got healthy. Again, four wide, rolling right. Sets, fires over the middle, but can't be completed. Nice throw by Louver. Ponko, who has the touchdown sliding, but just couldn't pull it in down at the 44.
Yep, I can see the philosophy for Peters and why they're doing what they're doing. After looking at the game last week where the quarterback rushed for X number of yards, you know, what they end up doing is they end up just trying to keep the quarterback in the pocket, make him throw the football, hope you can cover the defenders, and then when he does run the football, get to him and collapse.
Pistol set this time. Louver turns and hands it off, and the Indians are all over this. I mean, they just stack this up big time and drive it backwards, leading the charge. Lucas Rost, we've seen him defensively make some big plays, but boy, he finished this play off rudely.
Rost has had a good football game today.
2 yard loss on the play.
As has the entire defense for Peters Township.
This defense,
which we say every time we see him.
It's good in every facet, right? I mean, they've got some size. They have the quickness. They have speed. They create turnovers.
They can cover.
Yeah, I mean.
And they get off blocks and get to the ball carrier when they have to.
So third and 12. They need to get to the Peters 45 for this first down. And the snap. Louver has to go back, pick it up, rolls to his right now, trying to make something out of it, throws back to the near side, and the catch is made down to the 47-yard line, hauled in by Lisbon. That was a play that looked destined for failure, and boy, Johnny Louver kept his composure, and Lisbon made a beautiful catch.
And they're going to have a, fourth down and one.
Yep.
Well, you know, I don't know whether I bet my house on they're going to make this, but certainly the odds are with them.
Well, I'll tell you what. What were the odds that you thought that was going to be a positive play after the snap? Clock at the 8-minute mark to play, fourth quarter. Peters Township, 35, Penn Trafford, 7. Here's a fourth and one for the Warriors. Under center now goes Louver, and they hand it off. Whipple gets that first down. In fact, spins off of one man and then gets thrown out of bounds on the near sideline.
Traditional snap to the quarterback. Running a little zone play left, almost like a wedge, and he ends up sliding off outside, picking up the first down.
So, first and 10 at the Peters 43-yard line. Louver back in with the play call. No real rush here for the Warriors. They're not hurrying up here. Go three wide, slot right. Pistol set. Whipple in the backfield. They fake the give. Wants to throw. Louver now feels red jerseys, and he dropped the football. It's on the ground, and Peters Township had it for a second. Were they able to keep it?
I think he's got it.
Yeah, I think he did.
I know exactly what happened. He saw pressure, kept the ball in one hand, started to move. Next thing you know, it hits him in the knee.
Hit his own leg, yeah. And with that, another turnover.
He just dropped the football in one hand. He dropped it low so he could run with it. And just got loose with the football, and his knee hit the ball, kicked it out of his hand. And Peters Township picks up the fumble, and I think that's five turnovers today.
It is. James Spratt was the player for Peters Township who recovered that fumble, and the Indians do take over now with the chance to really just kind of run this thing out here with a 35-7 lead.
So the shoot-yourself-in-the-foot syndrome has come back to haunt Penn Trafford again in a playoff game.
DeLucia gives it. Curry trying to go left. Now cuts it back to the middle. Dives inside the 45, and he's down to the 43-yard line of Penn Trafford.
By Butler.
I think Peters Township will try to run this clock, but I don't think it's going to take them out of their offense.
No.
I think their offense is, you know, set up to throw those short, quick throws, throw the slants at the quick posts, and run the football, and that's part of their running game.
DeLucia takes the snap this time, hands it off to McMillan, and McMillan up the middle, spins off of a man still on his feet at the 35, and he fights his way to the 34-yard line of Penn Trafford. That will be a first down.
I think they're wearing Penn Trafford down just a little bit now. That was a tackle that would have been made about the second quarter, but not now.
6.5 rolling clock. First and 10, Peters Township. Nolan DeLucia, junior quarterback. Sidecar left, and he gives it again. McMillan finds another seam, running between the tackles, and he's down to about the 29-yard line.
Just a little inside handoff with the left guard and the left tackle pulling. They ran a counter with no counteraction within the backfield, but they got the blocking scheme. That's basically a power run to the right side.
Second and five. Clock rolls under 6 minutes left in regulation.
Anybody not watching on TV, that's basically the old counter tray with the backside guard and tackle pulling through the hole. Here it comes again.
Yep. McMillan coming near side this time, trying to get to that edge. He'll pull his way inside the 25-yard line, and it will get stacked up there, and that will be another Peters Township first down.
Again, he bounced it outside. Not a whole lot of running room inside, but bounced it outside and wasn't able to turn the corner very well, but was able to get enough for the first down, I think.
Well,
I
had him at the 20. I mean, interesting. I had him at the 24, which would be the first down, but they obviously – he must have stepped out earlier. Tough for us to see on this near sideline with the players. Can't really see the sideline, but they say he did step out at the 26, so it is a third and one. DeLucia, the snap, and the give off the left side, and fighting his way for Peters Township. This time is Mark Rapeppe. First time we've seen him with the football tonight, but we do have a flag down as well at the 24.
Not sure what the flag is, but we'll figure it out.
And we'll get the call as well.
As soon as he tells us.
Yeah, did not see what happened here.
Personal foul, face mask, on the defense, number 34. Half the distance to the goal. First down.
Well, not good news for Penn Trafford. So the face mask, half the distance to the goal, and it will be first down for the Indians with 5:35 left in regulation. Peters Township leading Penn Trafford 35-7. So they spot the football at what appears to be the 12. And it is first and 10 at the 12. Rapeppe stays in, and he gets it again. Same play off the left side. Rapeppe slipped one tackle, still on his feet, and he's going to bull his way down inside the 5 near the 4-yard line.
Yep. Running that little counter, with the guard and the running back, or the H-back, leading the way. Just another way to run the counter Trey. And just handing it to the back off the shotgun.
Now again, Penn Trafford turning the football over five times. Four interceptions. The last time was a fumble. And now it is a second down and short for the Indians at the four. DeLucia, the snap and the give. Repepi up the middle. It gets stacked up there. Let's see what his forward progress is as they push him backwards all the way back to the 10.
When you're looking at that on film, we used to run a lot of counter Trey when I coached at WNJ back in the 90s. we had a running back from Bentworth by the name of Chris Babrab. And Chris Babrab would have cut that back. He would have never ran to the hole. He would have seen the seam on the front side and just kept right on going. He would have been in the end zone putting mustard on his hot dog.
We get a timeout here by Peters Township, and they will take it with 3:57 left in fourth quarter. Peters Township 35, Penn Trafford 7. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
This presentation of the NFHS Network is brought to you by American Dairy Association Northeast. Your milk comes from a good place.
Well, they'll be celebrating in Peters Township. Another playoff win. Still have 3:57 on the clock, but Peters Township up 35-7 and knocking on the door once again. Let's update you on that single-A game over on 1450 AM Fort Cherry. A 27-12 lead now on Cornell in the fourth quarter. Again, they trailed 12-0 to start that game. Here's the turn and the give. It's Curry up the middle. Is he in? No signal yet. They're going to say he's just shy. Now they signal touchdown.
He had to wait for the pile to open up to see where he was. He got lost in the bottom of that pile, just attacking the middle of that line of scrimmage, and Peters Township is on the board again.
And Nick Curry takes it in from 2 yards out, so the Indians now going to tack on the extra point, and that's going to make this a 35-point lead, and we will find ourselves with the mercy rule.
I think Peters Township would have liked to have had that earlier, but irregardless.
Maiello, good job to get this by DeLucia to get the snap down, and Maiello puts it through. 3:47 left. It's now Peters Township 42, Penn Trafford 7. On the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Indians have it teed up, 3:47 left, but that clock is going to be rolling. They'll just boom this kick to that far side. It will take a hop, scooped up there at the 5-yard line, not across the 10, the 15, and slipping down and falling is Derek Carr on the return. Penn Trafford will bring the offense back out. 42-7 here. Fort Cherry up again now. It's 27 to 12.
They're either going
to
put that ball in a 19 or the 20. Carr tried to make a little cut right at the hash mark on the far side, and his feet just went right out from under him.
So they actually spot it. Looks
on the 18.
Yeah, it is the 18-yard line. And with that, we're going to see some new... Wow, it's actually Ben Grabowski who comes back in at quarterback here. Well, no, it actually was still Luver. And Luver hands it off. They'll run it up the middle. And fighting out across 20 to the 25-yard line. And it was Whipple, the ball carrier.
Yep, Whipple just took a little handoff. Went off the left side. And I think that's what you're going to see. I think you're going to see Penn Trafford just hand the football off and...
Now, again, I'm just thinking you've got Luver's a senior, Whipple's a senior, so this is going to be their last game, so that's why they're staying in there. Giese in motion, he's a senior as well. This is Whipple, another carry, and he's across the 30, the 35, the 40, up the near sideline, across midfield, down to the Peters 35, the 30, and then finally pushed out of bounds there. So nice run. Tasso Whipple has had a great season, has had a great career. I believe, their third leading rusher in school history?
Yep.
So, yeah, nice to see him break off a big one there. Has to make him feel at least a little bit better.
We got some substitutes on Peter's side.
Clock just continues to roll here. Warriors stay with Luver in that pistol formation. And they'll turn. And again, it's Whipple. And Whipple up the middle. Stays on his feet, and he's down to the Peters Township 20-yard line as he picks up about 7.
Same play that time, running it off the left side. Again, turns sideways, right at the line of scrimmage, avoids a tackle, shuffles himself up, and picks up a good gain.
So Peters Township again off the bye week, firing on all cylinders. We're going to get a timeout here.
I believe. Timeout for an injured player.
Oh, okay. Did not see the injured player here. Minute 44, that will stop the clock.
Yeah, I did not see that either.
Is it Whipple? Yeah, it looks like it's... Is it Whipple that they're looking at?
Can't tell.
Yeah, I think it is. I think that they were checking on him. So that was who the injured player was, which we were just talking about him breaking off that big run and seeing what will be his high school career coming to an end with this loss here tonight, but has his helmet off now on that near sideline, kind of hunched over. And with that...
They're not really looking at him for any particular reason. He just looks like he got maybe the wind knocked out of him or...
Derek Carr in at quarterback now. And he will take the snap, fake it. He wants to run. Comes near side, has some room, cuts back nicely at the 25, spins out of another hit, and fights his way down to the Peters Township 12-yard line.
That time they ran a little counter that time, but off the play action for the quarterback, faking pass to the right side and then following his guard and H-back across the formation, coming back to the near side.
Four wide. And with it, Carr to throw. Looks, pressure comes, steps up, makes a little move. He's down to the 5 and wrestled down at the 4-yard line.
Carr keeps it. Stop at number 7, Ian Watson.
Couldn't find anybody to throw the ball to.
Clock rolls.
Puts the ball under his arm and gets what he can. 53 seconds, 52, 51.
Second down and 2.
Carr stays in on a 2nd and 2 at the Peters Township 4. Here's a give. The run up the middle and spun down and dropped. Looks to be Ben Grabowski. Grabowski at the 1, and we get a timeout here by Penn Trafford. We'll do the same. 34 seconds left. Peters Township 42, Penn Trafford 7. The WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
So the timeout taken by Penn Trafford, just trying to make this look a little bit better on the scoreboard. If they can punch this football in, they have it first and goal at the one. They're down 42-7 with 34 seconds left, so it's academic, but
you still want to get in the end zone.
Whipple's back in there, and he's going to take the direct snap here. See if he'll just keep it himself. Look to end his career with a touchdown. Whipple coming near side, fights his way, tried to stay on his feet and got wrestled backward. He's going to actually lose a yard, I think, back through the two.
Wrestled down by Rost and Rapepe.
Got hit early by Rost. Again, nice job defensively by the corner.
So now Carr back in at quarterback. And Carr takes it. He'll run it near side. And the Indians stack it again back to the three. And they're going to take a timeout again, I believe, with 4 seconds. Yeah, they're going to take the timeout. They had it at the one. Whipple lost back to the two. And this one takes it back to the three. So they've actually gone backwards. So
Coaching staff is going to be real, real happy if this defense can keep them out of the end zone at the end of the game.
I was going to say, I'm sure that they're telling these guys, hey, we don't give up another touchdown. We don't want to give up another touchdown. So there's some pride on the line there for players that are getting an opportunity late in this game. Just 4 seconds left. 42-7. Again, never in doubt. Peters Township on their second play from scrimmage converted a 72-yard touchdown pass to Nick McCullough. They actually jumped out 21-0 before Penn Trafford did get on the board with a 34-yard touchdown pass. But again, a pick six by Vaccarello. So a little bit of everything from Peters Township in this victory here tonight.
Yep, they did a nice job all around, a good team victory.
Now, Whipple's in the backfield here. Carr stays at quarterback. Whipple's behind him in this pistol set. This has to go to Whipple. Oh, no, he's going to step up. Maybe they throw it to him. Nope. Carr looks. He's going to fire near side, has a man, and they do get the touchdown. The pass complete to Jack Wishart.
With no time on the clock. Play took 4 seconds, no time on the clock. They will not kick the extra point.
It's meaningless, yeah.
Yep.
So
42-13.
That's your final score. The Peters Township Indians, the defending WPIAL champions, make a statement in their first postseason game, rolling over Penn Trafford again. 42-13 is your final score. We'll come back with our postgame coverage after this on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
Orthodontics isn't just for children. Orthodontics is for everyone. Choose Good Orthodontics. Doctors Bob and Ron Good, board-certified specialists in orthodontics and facial orthopedics. Call for an appointment, 724-225-1114. Good Orthodontics, with offices in Washington, Mount Lebanon, and Pleasant Hills. See all the good a simple smile can do. Call Good Orthodontics, 724-225-1114. Excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics.
Hi, this is Mark Baer from Bud Baer Mazda. We have an incredible offer from Mazda. We have up to $1,250 in bonus conquest cash. That means you get that cash if you own almost any kind of vehicle in your household. You also get all applicable incentives. So if there's 0%, you get that. If there's $3,000, you get that. Go to budbearmazda.com and get all the details.
Offer good on 2024 and 2025 Mazda CX-30, CX-50s, and select CX-70s and CX-90s.
You deserve a bank that lifts up your business, that shares your spirits, and your taste for success. At Washington Financial, we pride ourselves on crafting solutions that are as one of a kind as your business is. Go with the bank that gets you. Washington Financial Bank.
Bruce Sokolik, Bill Duquette back at Peters Township as we wrap this one up. The final score once again, Peters Township defeating Penn Trafford 42-13. Just a quick recap for you again. 72-yard touchdown pass, Nolan DeLucia to Nick McCullough. That opened the scoring on their second play from scrimmage. Peters would then get a 5-yard touchdown run by DeLucia, made it 14-0. to open the second quarter. Mickey Vaccarello, a 48-yard interception return for a touchdown, made it 21-0. Then Penn Trafford, the touchdown in the first half, Johnny Louver to Nick Ponko, 34 yards. Beautiful catch in the end zone, 21-7 at that point. Peters Township, though, came right back. It was Nick McCullough, a 24-yard reception for the touchdown. The extra point was good, 28-7 at the half. No scoring in that third quarter. In the fourth, Nolan DeLucia, a 21-yard touchdown pass to Eli Prado. The extra point was good. It was 35-7 at the 11:03 mark of the fourth. And then Nick Corey rounds out the scoring for Peters Township, a 2-yard touchdown run with the extra point being good. And then at the end there we saw for Penn Trafford, it was Jake Weishart, a touchdown reception to end the game and close the scoring here tonight.
Well, this is a good start for Peters Township in the playoff run, no question about it. They used that off week to get healthy, number one, and they came out and played lights out, basically, you know, for the entire football game, and did a really nice job shutting down the things that Penn Trafford came in doing well, and also doing the things that they do well, you know, for most of the football game. Penn Trafford, on the other hand, came out, tried to be a little bit better, but the bugaboo of the unforced turnovers really got to him. Five turnovers tonight, and that's what happens. If you turn the ball over five times, scores get like they are tonight.
And certainly took advantage of that as well. They also had another pick six called back on a block in the back.
Correct.
That negated another score that would have gone to Nolan DeLucia. Speaking of which, time to recognize our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Well, I don't think we hid that, who we think our player of the game is tonight. We'll just go right to it. Nolan DeLucia, the junior quarterback for the Peters Township Indians. Again, one rushing touchdown. He threw three other touchdown passes, and he had an interception on defense. Again, his was the one that was called back for the illegal block. Otherwise, he would have had a pick six in this game as well. He's just a phenomenal player who continues to just get better.
He's gotten better from the time that we've seen him from the beginning of the year, obviously. He's playing like a senior, and he's only a junior. And that's from the experience that he has previously to this. But he did a great job today. I don't know whether he gets them in plays or whether they're all called from the sideline, but he's certainly going to be capable going forward. He's seen enough now that he can probably be a coach on the field in terms of setting things up and making the calls where they'd like to put the football. But when he's asked to throw it, he throws it well. When he's asked to run it, he runs what he needs to do. And when he's asked to distribute it, okay, he does it with finesse. So good player, great player. Nothing but a bright future ahead of him. He's going to look forward to next week and the week after.
Again, Peters Township wins at 42-13. Real quick, our other game on the WJPA Sports Network, Fort Cherry leading Cornell 27-20 in the fourth quarter. So you may want to flip over and check on that. Well, again, tonight's game here on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Washington Financial Bank for 125 years, proud to be the bank that gets you. Bud Bear Mazda, Route 19 South, Washington, home of Bud Bear Cares Rewards Program. By Good Orthodontics, excellence is a good choice. Choose Good Orthodontics. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, and online, dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service. By Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start, log on, washjeff.edu. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation and Advanced Surgical Hospital, by Nick Giganis, your Allstate insurance agent in McMurray, and by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Well, again, our crew here tonight, fantastic job once again. Guys, we've had our producer Jason Tennant on site, Scott Donnelly and Brandon Bennett, the camera operators, Noah Tennant with the scoreboard, and again, Bill Duquette alongside. Great job again. Enjoyed it. This is Bruce Sokolic saying your final score again, Peters Township 42, Penn Trafford 13. This is the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.